The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia & Sons,
Lichtige Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
And now with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
He tore in his ACL. We're going to talk more about that in the coaches segment. But the offensive line has a couple starters back from last year, but Ross would have been a really nice fit in there, and now the Maroons have to go to their bench.
Well, let's be honest. Alex Ross was a huge loss for that Dowling line. Not only his caliber of football, but he's such an outstanding leader, and he earns so much respect from these kids. And the Dowling line will miss him, but these other kids, I've been watching them. They've been stepping up. They're going to start with four underclassmen, or one senior only.
That's
Mitch,
right.
Goff is returning at left guard. And then they have three juniors and a sophomore.
Yep, and you're referring to Zach Ross, who's out for the year.
Right.
Wrong first name, as a typical teacher and coach would do. Know their last name, but don't know their first name. But Zach's out for the year. And, John, I think you're going to run into him on the sideline. Every once in a while, you might see Zach down there, because he's been helping the offensive coaches. And I know Coach Williams and Coach Pollack really appreciate that.
I tell you, Zach Ross is a remarkable, remarkable young man. And I feel for him his senior year, tearing his ACL, but he's going to bring that leadership role still, because he's that involved. He's that type of kid. He's going to be that leader, no matter if he's on the field or off the field. And you know, with a lot of shoes to fill and a lot of new faces that we're going to see tonight, that's very important. And especially, you're going to get that kid aspect too, player aspect.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a break here on our first segment of the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Mark Amadeo, along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chido. Our next segment, we'll hear from the head coach, Tom Wilson, in his 13th year as a Dowling head football coach, 5 state titles, 4-time defending champ. We're going to talk about the Dowling team when we come back in our next segment as the pregame show continues here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction Professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, Construction Professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemen, using science to improve the world.
Kemen is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemen's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemen, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemen.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale, continue my conversation with head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. As Dowling takes on Ankeny tonight, opening night of high school football here at Valley Stadium, kickoff right at 7 o'clock. And, coach, let's talk about the Dowling defense in this segment. Obviously, you know, you had a lot of kids graduate, but there's some kids that are stepping up, and there'll be some new bodies, and probably the most, I wouldn't say inexperienced, but the defense has been the signature part of Dowling football in the program, especially with you and the other coaches, and certainly the case this year, you've got some inexperience with some experienced guys.
Yeah, we do, and I think, you know, we're looking to Wagner and Riggs and Bertram and Miller really to anchor things for us. So those are the guys with the most experience, and you know, I think a lot of times, obviously, John Wagner gets a lot of attention, and Riggs is going to be a good college football player for somebody. But Jack Bertram is kind of the straw that stirs the drink, especially in the back end for us, and is kind of the quarterback of our defense. And so he's really, really important as well. So, you know, we feel good about the guys that we do have back that have experience, but it's going to be interesting as we mix in, you know, a John Schmidt, a Jack Keogh. You know, Drake Ruprecht's coming in to take over for Drew Peterson, who we mentioned in the previous segment. So, there's a lot of unknowns there, but, hopefully we can, end up being a real good defense before it's done. And you're right. We've played great defense over the last several years and we try to do that by design as, you know, if there's a chance if a kid could play both ways, or whether we put him offense or defense, our philosophy is always let's play great defense first and we'll figure out how to score some points. So that's served us well, and we'll continue to do that as much as we can.
Coach, depth, I know that's always a concern, especially early in the games, early in season games, and this is no different. Providing depth not only offensive side, defensive side, especially when you got kids going both ways, you always want to try to rotate them out, and that means somebody else has to step in, someone else that the coaching staff has to count on so you don't lose a whole lot. And I know that's always an experience, and you guys have done that tremendously here in the last several years of just rotating and developing that depth.
Well, we try, and that's how you develop next year's team as well. So, you know, a lot of the guys that you're going to see – like a Tyler Holmes or a Tom Deary, that were in our program a year ago, and didn't play a ton. Well, now they're going to get their chance. They've earned that right to do that. So, it'll be interesting to see how they step up, but, you know, we'll do the same thing. You'll see it most on the defensive line. Zach Stacy, who moved in, and some may remember his brother Jacob, who played for us a few years ago. Zach Stacy will be rotating in. Nate Collins, maybe rotating in. Max Bay, you will see as a starter for us, somebody we're pretty excited about. We think he's come up through the program and played very well for us so far, but now we'll see what he does once things really get going. So Brendan Wechter, another one that is worked very hard throughout the program. It's his senior year, and now he's got a chance to show what he can do. So excited for him to get going as well.
Coach, we covered the offense and defense. Let's go to special teams, and I think that's been your biggest loss is special teams coach Steve Smith finally retiring after all these years. I know he loves to be part of this program, but it's been a coach by number filling that role. And talk about some of the special teams, the punter, Austin Knobloch right now, and Riley Smith getting the starting kicking job. But I know Blake Clark will be the holder. A lot of things go on, and replacing Steve Smith, I think, has to be the biggest part of special teams right now.
It is. Smitty did a great job here for a long time, and I think as much as anything else, it's just his enthusiasm for the program and Dowling Catholic in general. So we love Smitty. Kids love Smitty. You know, it's tough to see him go, but certainly, obviously, things change in life. And so he's moved on. I was always heavily involved with the special teams. It's something that I certainly like to do, but Jeff Motes and Ryan Benveen are taking over. Smitty's so important, it takes two people to replace him. So we feel like we should be able to field good special teams again. Again, that's where you can build your depth within a program as well. As you mentioned, Riley Schmidt back. He had a back injury a year ago. He's an excellent kicker. With Jonas Thompson is a junior that we use some as a sophomore, who's another good kicker. So we feel very lucky that what we have there. Austin Knobloch, as you mentioned, is the punter. Riley can also punt. And you'll see two snappers. The long snapper is Goff, and the short snapper is Zach Calvert.
Well, Coach, you take on Ankeny tonight, and that should be a great matchup. Always, it was last year up at Ankeny Stadium in Rick Nelson's first year. This is his second year, and the Hawks bring back some experience. They've got guys in the backfield. Drew Hill, number 11, is one of their outstanding receivers, and their center, Tate Beardsley, is back. But talk a little about what you know about this Ankeny team tonight.
I do know they're going to be well coached. I think Nelly is an excellent coach. He spent an awful lot of years at UNI as the offensive line coach, and was coached by Don Arusha, who I've talked in years past was certainly a tremendous mentor of mine. So, you know, the lines of coaching cross there, and so I've known Nelly. I think he does a tremendous job, and they're going to be very well coached. I think you mentioned Hill. Max Griffin, who played a lot of defense a year ago and is going to be their quarterback. Mm-hmm. You mentioned their center, who we expect to possibly move to tackle. Don't know, but I think they're going to be big up front. A.J. Jackson, I know, is somebody that is a college prospect as well. So they've got some talent, and we know that they'll put them in position to be successful. So it should be an interesting matchup. I'm as interested as anybody else to see how we respond. I'm not sure what we have yet, but, you know, we'll play that first game, and then we'll figure out where we have to go from there.
Joining me here on the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio, we'll take a break and come back with the second part of the interview with head coach Tom Wilson as Dowling takes on the Ankeny Hawks here at Valley Stadium, the opening night of the high school football season, here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Mark Amadale now joined by head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. Hard to believe, Coach, your 13th year here at Dowling and four-time defending state champs. Quite an introduction for year 13 in your tenure.
Well, it's crazy to think that it is year 13. It's flown by awfully fast, but, you know, you just kind of keep going year by year and see what happens. So certainly looking forward to this group and see what we can come up with.
Well, a lot of kids graduated off last year's state title team, and that's typical high school. You just reload and rebuild, and that's certainly the case. You got a few starters back on offense and a few on defense, but it's been injuries that have been kind of taken over here, and we haven't even snapped the ball live. We will tonight here in week one, but it's been the injury bug that's gotten Dowling.
It has. It's been really, really hard. Obviously, it has been well documented with Zach Ross, and he's had surgery and is on the way to recovery, and today Drew Peterson had surgery on his knee as he got hurt on Wednesday night in practice. So it hurts quite a bit. We've got a couple others that are playing and they're less than 100%, but that's part of the game, unfortunately, and we have to find a way to overcome.
Well, Coach, tonight let's talk about your offense as we preview Ankeny Dowling tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And your offensive line, big. I know the one concern is always depth. You got a new quarterback, new backfield for the most part, and some new receivers. But John Wagner, we're going to see him on both sides of the ball. He's a young man that's gotten a lot of press. Hasn't decided where he's going to go to college, more likely on the defensive end. But he's going to start on offense for you tonight.
Well, he is. And you know, on that offensive line, we got one senior. in Zach Ross's absence. So it's going to be fairly inexperienced right now. We're not going to see them at their best yet because there's no substitute for that experience. You mentioned Wagner playing both ways. We will get him subbed in and out and try to use some different personnel packages to do that. But, you know, excited about our skill kids. Murray in the backfield with Matt Moore, we think can be a nice punch, and then factor John Schmidt in there, and we can use him in spots. And so we feel very good about the backfield. Blake Clark will be the starting quarterback. We feel like we have three good quarterbacks, and Blake is the starter in week one, and we certainly feel good about him. And then I think a group that we're really excited about is our wide receivers. Sam Ngoli coming back, and he played, you know, a lot for us a year ago, but I think he's going to be more of a pass catcher this year than last. Marcus Miller, Jack Keough, Anthony Coppola has probably improved as much as anybody within our program, and we think he can do some very good things. And, you know, Charlie Johnson, you'll see, Zach Roaring. And so there's some kids that we feel like have some skill that can do some pretty good things, but as you know, and it starts up front, and if we can get some things done there, then hopefully we can spread the field around a little bit.
Well, Coach, one young man you mentioned, and we'll talk about the quarterback position, but Marcus Miller, he was on the defensive side last year, and he probably play a little bit there this year, play a two-way starter, but he's coming over the offense, and he has that speed, and you always have that breakaway speed type of back, and he's one of those kids that's in the rotation.
Oh, he is, and we'll use him in spots, as we mentioned. You know, Colin Cook was another one I didn't mention that you could see, who is a junior. But, you know, Keough and Miller both have big defensive roles for us. So you're going to see them in spots, maybe similar to a Kerner a year ago where, you know, we picked and chose when we were going to put him in the ball game. So that could be similar in that regard in their roles.
This is with head coach Tom Wilson here on the pregame show. It's Dowling and Ankeny tonight here at Valley Stadium. And coach, you mentioned some of those young men, and obviously Goff kind of anchoring that line. He's the one senior at left guard. And Alex Curtin's going to get started at right guard where Zach Ross was. And he's another unknown. But I know with the Dowling program, these kids have been putting a lot of time in between December and basically July and August of getting bigger and stronger, and then practice starts. So I know he's one of those kids he probably can count on.
Well, we hope so. It's a little bit new for Alex. Just, you know, he came over from Woodward Granger and moved into the area, and we can see, you know, not very often do you replace one 300-pounder with another, but we have in this case. I like Alex a lot. I think he has a chance to be a good player for us, but it doesn't hurt him at all that he's by Alger, and Alger was kind of a project a year ago, and I think people will see a different Jesse. He knows what he's doing. He's much more confident, and he can help Goff anchor that offensive line just based on, obviously, ability but also experience.
Okay, we'll take our first break and come back. We'll talk with Coach Wilson about the Dowling defense in our next segment. You're listening to High School Football, the opening game, Dowling and Ankeny from Valley Stadium here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Amadil along with Dave Marcouli. Johnny Chido has made his way down to the field. We'll get an update on field conditions tonight, as we're joined by the Central Iowa Sports Network, CISN.TV. Want to make sure we get that right website, CISN.TV. Dave, I think I gave you the wrong website earlier today. I hope it worked.
Oh, great, and it's for my 91-year-old father.
If somebody would go over to the facility that Dave and I will be sharing probably in a few years and help Mr. Marcoulier out. Hey, what a beautiful night we have. We had some rain early this morning, but it's a little probably warm for high school football, but we had a beautiful night, and these two teams are ready. They're tired of hitting each other in practice. Dave, you know how that goes, and they're ready for some football.
Oh, absolutely. The excitement is here, and these guys have been preparing since January of last year. I mean, the season doesn't start just tonight. They've been working hard in the weight room and studying, and clear back in July with the 7-on-7 camps and out on the field. And it's amazing the amount of time that these kids put in. And it's all working towards tonight, Mark. And tonight the nerves will be flying, but these kids will have an opportunity to step on the field and see what they can do. And the coaches, as much as the kids, are dying to see.
Absolutely. And let's try to go down. Hopefully John Chido is down there with his mic. I'm looking for him right now. But, Johnny, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Mark.
Hey, you're sounding good. And give us a feel for the conditions. We're up here in the press box, very warm, and you're down on the sideline. What's it going to be like for the kids tonight playing?
Oh, you couldn't ask for better conditions. It's got a nice little breeze coming out of the south. It's not real hot, not real humid, so I don't see a lot of problems with kids cramping up, that sort of thing.
All right. Well, you know, the team's about ready to take the field, and we've got to continue with our pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. As coming up, we're going to have a word from the brand-new president of Dowling Catholic High School, Dr. Dan Ryan. Dave, I'm not sure if you've met Dr. Ryan. He will be our halftime guest tonight here at halftime here at the stadium, and I hope he knows who you are.
You know what? I have not met Dr. Ryan yet, and I've heard many outstanding things about him, and I'm looking very much forward to meeting him, Mark.
All right. Well, right now we're going to have a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic. Also going to have a pregame prayer with Father Zach Kotsky, and, of course, the kickoff, all coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Week one, Ankeny and Dowling, Valley Stadium. We're kicking off here in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on your smartphone with the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Now, here they are, bringing you every play of every game, every Friday night. Dave Marcoulier, John Chido, and the voice of Dowling Catholic football, Mark Amadeo.
Once again, a very pleasant good evening and welcome to Valley Stadium as Dowling hosting the Ankeny Hawks as we kick off the 2017 portion of the high school football season, week one, Dowling and Ankeny. My name is Mark Amadale. Glad to be a part of this broadcast for another year here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dave Marcoulier in his 17th year, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct, Dr.? It's not doctor yet, is it?
I believe it is, Mark.
It is, Dave. Is it 17?
I believe. 17 or 18, one of the two.
John Chido on the Dowling sideline tonight, and he may run into Brian Morris. I was told Brian will be here, but Brian can't commit to all the games because he's got daughters that are all over the country, and he and his wife kind of take a trip every weekend, except this weekend. He said he'd be by, so he thought it'd be fair to step back. But he'll be an emergency sub once in a while, Dave.
Well, Mark, he called me today and left a voicemail. I saw it was him and didn't answer it.
Of course you did.
And he left a message saying he's going to be sneaking around the stadium blaming everything on us. That's why he quit.
I expect nothing else. But both teams on the field, it looks like Dowling will receive to start the season. Ankeny will kick off. We'll look at the Dowling starters, and we'll get the Ankeny defensive starters here in a moment. For Dowling on the offensive line, the left tackle is a sophomore, number 77, Charlie Nank, 6'3", 290-pound sophomore playing left tackle. Mitch Goff is the left guard, 6'3", 265, wearing number 59. The center is Greg Hagan. Hagan, a 6'3", 225-pound junior, wearing number 65. And Alex Curtin, number 55, is the right guard, a 6'3", 305-pound junior. And Jesse Alger, right guard, number 79, a 6'4", 335-pound junior. So it's Nank, Goff, Hagan, Curtin, and Alger on the right side of on the Dowling offensive line. The quarterback is Blake Clark, number 16, 6'3", 180-pound senior. And in the backfield, Jason Murray, number 2, Matt Moore, number 24, and John Schmidt, number 25. Murray, the junior, Moore, and Schmidt, the seniors. And we're about ready to kick off as Dane Kowalski gets underway, and he kicks in the end zone. It's a touchback, automatic in high school, past the goal line. Touchback, first and 10, Dowling on their own 20-yard line. Let's take a quick report on the sideline. That's where John Chido is. And, John, be careful down there. Stay away from the action, but give us a report.
Well, as you know, Ankeny deferred the second half, so they wanted to start with their defense. And it's can't wait for this. We've been waiting a long summer for this, and it's finally here.
Yeah, well, Dowling's been scrimmaging themselves, and Ankeny had a scrimmage last week with the Valley Tigers. So the Maroons take the field. They open with three receivers right, one to the left. The quarterback is Blake Clark. He'll work out of the shotgun wearing number 16. Clark, here's a snap. Slows the ball right side, and that is caught. And that is Marcus Miller, who played on the defensive side of the ball mostly last year, Dave. And he gets the first reception. And a little swing pass to the right side gets it up to the 27-yard line, a gain of 7.
A nice safe call on first down. And Dowling's going in the hurry-up offense. You want to call safe plays for Blake Clark. This is his first start. So keep things simple.
All right, the Maroons run the jet sweep, and on the handoff, turning the corner and got a first down. That is number 24, Matt Moore, the other running back. That time he lined up as a slot receiver to the right, went right to left, got the handoff, first down Dowling.
And one thing Dowling fans will notice this year is there is a tremendous amount of speed in the backfield. Any one of these players can pop it at any time, and no one's going to catch him, Mark.
13-yard pickup for Moore. First and 10, Dowling at their own 40-yard line. Clark at quarterback, and a little read option. The give is to Jason Murray, who is a tailback, and he was lined up right beside Clark, and he gets a couple of yards, maybe up to the 41 or 2-yard line, depending on where the official spot. They're going to spot it at the 42 for a gain of 2. It'll bring up second down and 8. Dowling in their home maroon jerseys with white numbers and white pants, white helmets. Ankeny in their all-white uniform, helmets, uniforms, and pants. And now keeping the football is Clark, and he's got the first down across midfield, still on his feet, and finally driven out of bounds at the 39-yard line of Ankeny. So it took Dowling four plays, but now they're in Ankeny territory at the Hawk 39-yard line.
Yeah, and that would look to me like the quarterback draw. That was a design play for him to run all the way. Sam and goalie, Mark, got a nice block on the side to get him another 5-6 yards.
19-yard run for Clark. First down, Dowling. The Maroons go with two tight ends, one receiver on each side of the formation. No score. Dowling and Ankeny on the Maroons' first possession. Now the ball is loose as quarterback Clark had the ball come out of his hands. He fell right back on it, back to the 45-yard line, but he'll lose 6. It'll bring up second down and long.
Well, Blake's talking to his center, Greg Hagan, on that one. And just a little mix-up in the backfield. Something you can expect the first game.
Yes, a lot of mistakes and penalties. We see that a lot. Turnovers will be a factor. Murray gets the handoff. Right up the gut he goes. He slices his way inside the 40, and he got back most of that yardage and then some down to the 37-yard line. Now we got a penalty flag down. The officials now with apparent penalty as they stop the clock.
And that's something we're going to need out of these Dowling backs is that tackle-to-tackle running this year. Last year we had Jacob Zachary. We've got to find that power back.
Gain of 8, and it'll bring up third down. Third and eight for Dowling. There was no penalty on the play. It was a player shaken up. And now the end around, a little jet sweep. Matt Moore with it. He's got some room down the near sideline. Finally drug out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Second time they've ran that play. They've used a couple of players there. They've used Moore, Murray, and, of course, Marcus Miller got a little swing pass out of that formation earlier.
Yeah, Matt Moore ran that exactly how it should be run. He came across the field, and he tried to cut it up quickly first to draw the defense in. Then he popped it outside and picked up a big first down mark.
29-yard run for Moore, first down Dowling, and now they're going to send Murray in motion. Jason Murray right to left, and now keeping the football is the quarterback, and that's Blake Clark. He's one of the captains of this Dowling team. Gets inside the five, down to the Hawk 4-yard line. A gain of four to bring up second down and goal at the 4-yard line.
Nice blocking on the left side that time. Levi Hummel from the backfield coming up and picking off the end.
Runs getting their personnel in there. They'll bring in an extra tight end. Spencer Smith, the senior, lines up on the left side. One receiver to the right. That's Jack Keel wearing number 11. And now the pistol formation. The give is to Murray, and he cuts up field inside the two and down to the 1-yard line. Jason Murray, a gain of three, and it'll bring up third and goal for Dowling at the 1-yard line.
Well, you know why they're running to that right side is John Wagner's in there at tight end, and he is a blocker. He's a man.
And Clark, quarterback sneak, no signal yet. They're saying he's down inside the one, so it'll bring up fourth and goal now for Dowling. Clark trying to run through his blockers, and that includes Greg Hagan, the center, Alex Curtin, the right guard, and Mitch Goff, the left guard. And it'll bring up fourth and one. Maroons look like they're going to go for it, Dave.
Well, absolutely. On the right side, you got Alex Curtin at 305 pounds, Jesse Alger at 335 pounds, and the all-everything, John Wagner at 200 and, I believe, what is he, 65, 45 pounds.
All right, here's the snap. The give is to Murray. Jason running right side, dives to the end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Jason Murray. So Dowling takes the opening kickoff and goes 10 plays, 80 yards, capped off by a 1-yard run by the junior, Jason Murray. And Dowling had a pretty good running game. They threw one pass in that whole drive, Dave, and they score in their first possession of the season.
And Jesse Alger getting a big block on the outside, and Murray went right off that block into the end zone. He didn't need far, Mark, but he got it.
All right, the Maroons will attempt the extra point. Connor Craighauser, number 88, late addition to special teams. This is where we're going to miss Steve Smith this year. He really organized this well. As Clark will hold, and the extra point is up, and it is good.
Wow. Dowling's got a kicker.
Yes, they do. It goes right through, and you're talking about Riley Smith, number 99, punches it through. So we got a break in the action. 8:16 remaining. First quarter, we'll take a one-minute break. Dowling, 7, Ankeny nothing here on the Central Iowa Sports Network and the Iowa Catholic Radio Network.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tamiya & Sons. .net.
Broadcasting across Central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. Dowling leading 7-0 as Ankeny takes the kickoff, and Cale Boyd takes the return up to about the 16-yard line. So the Ankeny offense will start there. Dave, first and 10 after Dowling punches it in. 10 plays, 20 yards on Murray's touchdown, and now Ankeny run a little read option, handoff right up the middle up to the 20-yard line goes the ball carrier, and we'll set the Ankeny offense here to start this first possession for the Hawk offense. Quarterback is Max Griffith. He wears number 7, a 6-foot junior. Tailback is Gavin Smith, number 10, a 5'10 senior. Wide receivers, Drew Hill, Kyle Johnson, and Brody Brecht. Brecht, a freshman. And now inside handoff, and it goes to one of the tailbacks, and he's driven down right at the point of attack. No room there for the Ankeny Hawks. Ray J. Crawford on the carry.
Coming in to make the tack on that, Tom Deary and John Wagner coming in tight inside, made a nice stop.
All right, Ankeny out with third down and long, third and 7. We're going to go down to John Chido after this play as we got back from the break just a little late. Ankeny now checking down. Three receivers right, one to the left for Ankeny. And back to throw as their quarterback. He rolls to his right. Now he's going to be hit, and he's going to be dropped in the backfield. Dowling got to him as Max Griffin had nowhere to throw. A penalty flag down back at the 20-yard line. And that protection broke down quickly, Dave.
Yeah, it's either going to be holding or face mask down there, Mark. It's a face mask. That's what I was afraid of.
Face mask against Dowling, and that'll penalize the Maroons 5 yards. It'll bring up 3rd and 2 for the Hawks. Let's go down to our sideline reporter this year is John Chido. And, John, take it away.
That was a great drive. First drive of the season. The rhythm that the Dowling offense showed was just you couldn't ask for anything better than that drive.
Yeah, one pass, John, during that drive, and that little swing pass to start off to Miller. Everything else a running play.
Yeah, the jet sweep, then the power play for the touchdown, just right behind big Jesse Alger.
All right, first penalty here against for either team, as it's against Dowling. So Ankeny now with a 3rd and 2 with 6:50 remaining. Want to thank Construction Professionals and Ashworth Vision for supporting our broadcast of Iowa Catholic Radio. And now keeping the football is the quarterback, and he's hit and dropped at the 29-yard line. He will not get the first down. He needed to get to the 30, and he did get it up to the 29-yard line. They'll spot him down, Dave, so he picks up 4. Great job by Max Griffith.
Yeah, Mitchell Riggs coming in and making a nice tackle from the backside on that.
So first down, Ankeny. 6:30 remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling leads 7-0. Quarterback is Max Griffith. He has a man in motion, the inside handoff, and that goes to Ray J. Crawford, number 1 on the 5'11 junior, and he takes an inside handoff up to the 32-yard line for a gain of 3.
And, Mark, what this Ankeny offense is doing is they're setting Dowling up. They come run. Pretty soon they're going to look for this number 11, Drew Hill, deep because he is a heck of a receiver.
All right, here's Griffith out of the shotgun. Offensive line, A.J. Jackson, Romello Gray, Tate Beersley, the veteran center back, for another season. Dylan Miller and Caden Young on the Ankeny offensive line. Tight end is Trent Slatnow, number 33. Brody Breck, Kyle Johnson, Drew Hill back on the receivers. And now here's Griffith scrambling out of the pocket. Avoids one tackler. Downfield he goes. Marcus Miller trying to run him out of bounds, and he does, but not before getting the first down. Nice job that time by Max Griffith getting his first varsity start. 6-foot junior scrambled out of pressure. And all the way up to the Hawk 44-yard line, a gain of 12.
Well, nice rush by the Dowling front line, but the quarterback was able to break free and pick up a first down on a very nice run. He's got some speed, Mark.
Yes, he does. So Griffith gives Ankeny a first down. 5.5 minutes remaining first quarter. Mark Amadale, Dave Marculia here on Iowa Catholic Radio. John Chido on the Dowling sideline. Back to throw Griffith. Fires the ball downfield looking for his man. And the pass is caught inside the 30-yard line. Outstanding catch by the wide receiver, Kyle Johnson, the 6'1 senior. Hauls it in for the Hawks, and they got a first down in Dowling territory at the Maroon 27-yard line.
And that's exactly what they do. They lull you to sleep with all these runs, and pretty soon they're going to pop one 20, 30 yards down the field, right down the middle, Mark.
29-yard reception, first down, Ankeny. They'll go with 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Hawks with the wind at their back, right to left. Quarterback will keep it. Max Griffith, little read option. Gets outside the 20, and he's finally run out of bounds right about the 17-yard line. Maroons knock him out of bounds there.
And Jack Bertram.
Bertram on the stop from his safety position.
Jack did a nice job coming up to force him out of bounds. Brings up 2nd and very, very short, Mark.
And 2nd and 1. The ball's flotted at the 18-yard line, so a 9-yard run for quarterback Max Griffin. Offset eye, he's got a man in motion in the inside handoff, and this guy might go. He's got one man to beat, and that's Ray J. Crawford. Touchdown, Ankeny, right up the gut, and that's some nice misdirection. And I'll tell you what, the offensive line for Ankeny, pretty good job. A.J. Jackson, Romello Gray, the center Beardsley, Dylan Miller, and Caden Young open up a nice hole in that inside handoff, and they had a man in motion to keep a Dowling safety occupied.
Yeah, they really did, and the ball carrier just took off, and he is very strong. Riggs had him with one hand but was unable to hold on, and Ankeny ended up scoring, Mark.
All right, Dane Kowalski will be in for the extra point. The holder is Drew Hill, one of those receivers we talked about. Ball is down, and the extra point is up, and it is no good off to the right. So Dowling now remains in the lead, 7-6 over Ankeny. 5:02 remaining here in the first quarter from Valley State. We'll take a one-minute break and be back, and you're listening to Dowling Catholic Football on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss. 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to Mary's Meals.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here on a gorgeous Friday night, a little warm, but temperatures in the mid-70s for high school football. A kickoff by Ankeny goes in the end zone, touchback, so Dowling will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Dowling leads it 7-6 on the missed extra point by the Hawks. They go 10 plays and 80 yards on their first offensive possession. Here's Dowling with the ball. Clark, the handoff, the give, turning the corner, and that is Jason Murray. He tries to scamper outside. And he gets up near the 24-yard line for a gain of 4. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, as where John Chido is tonight. John, take it away.
Could you imagine a 5-yard penalty? The face mask turned into a nice drive for Ankeny.
Yeah, sure did. 9 plays, 80 yards officially on that Ankeny drive, and was kept alive by the face mask penalty on 3rd and long. Back to throw is Clark. He fires it out. The pass is caught. Sam Mangoli with his first reception, wearing number 8. Last year he was 84, and Sam's got a new number this year, and he gets the first down for Dowling. A nice quick slant that time, Dave, up to the 36-yard line.
And very nice pass by Blake Clark. He looked very comfortable, very relaxed. Nice form in the pocket.
So Murray gets 4 yards. Clark passes for a first down. Back to throws. Blake fires the ball downfield.
Wide open.
Mangoli.
Wide open.
All the way open. Touchdown. Sam Mangoli got behind the defender, Dave. And that defender for Ankeny was Drew Hill. And he goes for 64 yards and a Dowling touchdown as the Maroons air it out there.
And, Mark, that's the first call for Sam Mangoli of many this year, because he's an outstanding receiver. He's got speed. And he can leap. He's a basketball player. That always helps in this sport when you're a wide receiver.
No question about it. So Dowling now leading 13-6, pending the extra point by the kicker that can really drill it, Riley Schmidt.
Again, a great pass by Blake Clark. He just sat in the pocket very comfortably and threw a nice ball to Sam.
The extra point is good by Schmidt. And Dowling leads it 14-6, 4:13 remaining. In a very fast-paced game here at Valley Stadium in Week 1, Dowling 14, Ankeny 6. Back in 1 minute here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, we're back here at Valley Stadium on the kickoff. Drew Hill returns it for Ankeny. He gets it up to the 21-yard line where the Hawk offense will start, first and 10 from their own 21, as Dowling leads it by the score of 14-6. Missed extra point there for Ankeny. As Dowling going three plays, 80 yards, capped off by Blake Clark's touchdown pass to wide receiver Sam Angoli for 64 yards. And the Maroons lead at 14-6. All right, here is Ankeny trying to answer back, and an inside handoff and running with the football. And that's the guy they've relied on, who scored the earlier touchdown, Ray J. Crawford, right up the gut. And they're getting some nice offensive line play there, Dave Marcoulier.
They really are. Ray J. is a junior, 5'11", 195, and he is really put together. He does an excellent job of waiting to allow the blocks to develop. And then once he sees that hole, he accelerates. And, Mark, he's an outstanding football carrier.
Yes, he is. Max Griffin back. But he's going to be sacked. First sack of the year for Johnny Wagner. He comes around from the backside and slams him down. A sack in the backfield for the Maroons. And this is a good time to go down to our sideline guy. Kind of recap that last drive by Dowling. And John Chidle, take it away.
Well, you know, Dowling did a good job of running the football to set up that pass play to Sam Angoli, and had the free safety sneaking in, looking in the backfield, and Angoli made a nice move on that skinny post.
Yeah, he certainly did. Griffith lost five on that last play, so it's third and seven for Ankeny on the sack by Johnny Wags. Long count as the play clock winding down to 5 seconds. Griffith now with Ray J. Crawford in the backfield, back to throw, straight back, now being chased. Now goes one way, and he's hit and driven down by the maroon shirts in the backfield, inside the 20, back to the 16-yard line. Dave Marcoulier, he just lost about 8 more yards, and it'll bring up fourth down and the punting unit in for Ankeny.
Yeah, Riggs in on the tackle along with, Kriegenhauser was in there also. Mark, I think he was trying to set up a screen pass, but Dowling was in the backfield so quick he didn't even have time to look for his receiver on that. Nice job by Dowling defense.
All right, we're going to see the Dowling punt return unit for the first time tonight. And back deep for the Maroons is Marcus Miller. He wears number 6, a senior. And here's the punt by the Hawks. And that is Drew Hill doing the punting duties. Miller has it, looking for his wall of... And he's got one down the 40 in Ankeny territory. Finally inside the 30, he's brought down. Marcus did a great job. He kind of stopped about midfield, waited for his wall of blockers, and went down the right side. So punt return right ended up being about a 37-yard return. And Dowling now in great field position as they approach the Bozeman's red zone here.
Boy, and some smart Dowling players down there. There could have been a couple block in the backs, but Dowling man recognized that he had turned, and he did not do it, and just outstanding play. Nice return by Dowling Catholic. Great field position.
First down, Dowling at the Ankeny 29-yard line. Quarterback is Blake Clark, number 16, and now the give this time is to Matt Moore, and he gets outside. Penalty flags come down. Moore gets outside the left hash, and he's brought down at the 20-yard line. So he picked up 9, but this may be coming back.
I think they might be getting Nank for holding on the outside, Mark.
I want to thank our supporters of Dowling Catholic High School football throughout the year on Iowa Catholic Radio. They include Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical. We appreciate their support all season long, and it is holding against Dowling, and they're going to spot it from that spot. John Chida, you're on the Dowling sideline. Not a whole lot of penalties tonight, a face mask, and now a hold for the Maroons.
Yeah, that's kind of remarkable, being the first game of the year. We've only had two penalties up to this point. Let's see if this one hurts the Maroons like the five-yard face mask did. Hopefully it doesn't.
Yeah, it took them out of could take them out of field position. We'll see. The Maroons backed up to the 37-yard line. Clark back to throw, fires the ball down. He's got more open and off his hands, incomplete. Blake Clark did a great job, Dave Marcouli, of lofting the ball over the cornerback for Ankeny, and that was Max Griffith. Yes, the quarterback also playing corner or safety there, and he did a nice job of getting it over, but Moore went off his fingertips incomplete.
Well, I tell you, this Blake Clark really looks good for his first game. He just looks so calm and relaxed in the pocket, really doing a nice job.
All right, Dowling goes back to the ground game.
Nice move.
Here's the handoff to Matt Moore, and he's hit and dropped at the 31-yard line, so he'll pick up 6 yards. As Dowling goes right over center, following Hagen and the guards Goff and Gerton.
And then Mac made a quick step to go around the middle linebacker and pick up a few more yards. So great run by Matt.
So Moore picks up 6 yards, and now for Dowling it's third down, third and 12. And Maroons kind of got taken out of field position with that holding call. Back to throw is Clark. Wants to look to a goal again. He threw it out of bounds, incomplete. The ball sailed on him, and Sam was running a goal route down the near sideline as he had corner and safety help there, so they were aware of where Mr. Number 8, Sam Angoli, was running.
Yeah, he had double coverage there. I think Blake forced one a little bit. It didn't look like he was reading options there. It looked like Sam was the man. And fell incomplete.
Like the Maroons are going to bring in a different unit here. As now they have Jason Murray in. They're going to bring in Johnny Wagner, number 94, the tight end, who's also the defensive end. So
they're splitting him out. How would you like to be a cornerback guarding him?
No, thanks. We might see the pooch punt here. Here's Clark back to throw. Blake has time. Rolls to his right. No, he's going to run for it. Now stops. Penalty flag down in the backfield. And they're going to get Dowling for holding. That's Jesse Alger, who might be whistled for that, as Clark goes out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage, which was the 32-yard line, and Ankeny will be just fine with that, I think. Holding on Dowling, they'll decline it, and they do. So the Hawks will have it as they take over on down, so I believe.
No, I think you're right. I think it was Alger.
That was 4th and 12. That should be flipping the field here. Our referee is. Yep, they're going to switch it out. All right. We want to thank our good friends at Two Rivers Glass and Door for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcasts, along with Catholic Tuition Organization and R&R Realty. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido is at tonight. And Johnny, take it away. The Maroons, as you mentioned, a penalty took them out of field position and kind of stuffed that offensive series.
Yes, it did, Mark and Dave. And, you know, Dowling was going for it on fourth down there. They're trying to set up a screen pass to Jason Murray, and he just couldn't break free, and then they got caught with that holding penalty.
So that stymies another Dowling drive, and Ankeny now will take over with 41 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling 14, Ankeny 6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And on first down, they hand it off to Ray J. Crawford, the tailback. He and Gavin Smith were supposed to share duties in the backfield, and Smith was listed starter, but Crawford has been carrying the ball a lot tonight in this first quarter. Gains a couple yards there up to the Hawk 38.
And carrying it well, Mark. Mitchell Riggs made a nice tackle on that play to hold him to just a couple of yards.
Give Crawford 3 on the carry. Hawks with a man in motion, and now this time Max Griffin hands off on an inside handoff and stuff right there at the line of scrimmage is Ray J. Crawford. He ran into a couple of Maroon shirts.
Jack Keel coming in and making the tackle from his linebacker position.
And the end of the first quarter is here, so we'll take a timeout. As Dowling leads it 14-6 over Ankeny at the end of one quarter of play. Back to the second quarter here at Valley Stadium after this 1 minute break on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back here at Valley Stadium, the start of the second quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Back to throw is Max Griffith, the Ankeny quarterback, and he scrambles away, gets up to the 40-yard line, so a gain of two from his own 38. And I'll tell you what, Dowling defense, after giving up that opening drive, that nine-play, 80-yard drive, they've really stiffened and forcing Ankeny here, Dave, into a fourth down, fourth and about seven for the Hawks.
And, excuse me, Wagner and Keel really coming in and putting a shot on Ankeny's quarterback, bringing up a fourth down situation.
All right, punting the ball away will be Drew Hill, number 11. Back deep, Marcus Miller for Dowling. Hill with a left-footed punt, and he gets it away. Marcus lets it go inside the 20. And it'll take an Ankeny roll inside the 5, actually down at the 6-yard line. So one of those decisions that you don't practice a whole lot. But
you can't let that happen.
So Dowling will start at 1st and 10 from their own 7-yard line as we have 11:13 remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling 14, Ankeny 6. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chida, one of the 8th grade coaches this year for the Maroons, is at. John, take it away.
Yeah, talk about flipping field position. That's stuck them deep in their own territory. So see if we can put together a long, nice drive.
Nice punt that time by Ankeny. As 53-yard punt with a lot of roll.
An awful lot.
All right, Blake Clark at quarterback for the Maroons. Here's the snap out of the shotgun. The hand up the middle is to Murray, and it's across the 8, maybe up to the 9-yard line for a couple yards, followed Mitch Goff and Charlie Nank on that left side.
Yeah, watching the linemen here, and this will come as the season develops. They just got to lock onto the blocks. They're releasing them a little bit too soon and allowing the linebacker especially to slip off and make the tackle for not much of a game.
Right, one receiver to the right and one to the left in this Dowling formation. Inside handoff. Now the reverse, and they hand it off, and running with the football is Marcus Miller, and the handoff from Jason Murray. And, well, it was almost a horse collar tackle, but he stepped out of bounds at the 25-yard line, did Marcus Miller, and a first down.
Very nice call by Coach Wilson and the offensive staff of Dowling Catholic. A little dangerous because you got those handoffs back there. But the reverse picked up the first down for 16 yards, Mark.
Certainly did. First down, Dowling. Maroons lead it 14-6 over Ankeny. Second quarter. Now here is the read option, and the Clark will keep it. He had it in the belly of his tailback, and Blake gets across the 30. He's finally driven down at the 32-yard line, and he picked up 7 yards. And I want to give a shout-out to some members of his family down in Indianola. It's real simple to remember. His aunt Carol and his other aunt and grandma Carol are all down there listening in Warren County. Shout-out there, Dave, just kind of trying to help you out. And we don't want this to be the Mark Coulier presentation the whole game. All right, Clark on the handoff, gives
there
it to Murray.
Go.
He's got
there
the first
go.
Down right up the gut. He goes across the 40 up to the 43-yard line. I'll tell you what, Jason Murray, he gained about 10 yards, only needed a few.
Nice hole behind two new players for Dowling Catholic. Greg Hagan is a junior at center, and Alex Curtin from Woodward Granger 305-pound guard. Nice hole by those two young men.
Giving Jason Murray an 11-yard gain. First down, Dowling at their own 44. And now an inside handoff. Breaking a tackle is Murray. He hauls tacklers up to midfield before he's brought down by Kyle Johnson, number 15 for Ankeny.
Counter style run where Connor Nank pulled from his left side over. And Murray tried to foul that block but cut it back inside. Nice first down pickup, Mark.
I want to thank St. Gregory Retreat Center for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Football, along with Northwest Bank and Borden Arrows Pizza. Welcome aboard this year to the Dowling Football broadcast. All right, pistol formation for the Maroons. Clark out of the shotgun. Dowling goes without a huddle the whole game. And here is an inside handoff as they run the jet sweep and turning the corner and running upfield and getting just a little bit of yardage that time. I believe it's number Coppola on the carry for the Maroons, and Anthony is finally brought down at the 48 of Ankeny for a gain of two.
Yeah, picked up just a couple yards. The linemen couldn't quite get off and upfield as they need to on that jet sweep.
All right, now it's third and two for the Maroons. They'll go with one receiver right, double tight end set, read option, and Clark will keep it. He's got the first down and more, and now it's a foot race to the end zone. Inside the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Blake Clark from 48 yards, Dave Marcoulier. He went up the gut, did the read option correctly. He kept it when the ball carrier was going to be tackled, and that is a tremendous job by that young man.
And what made that really go is the linebacker didn't know if Blake had the ball or the running back had the ball, and it kind of froze him just long enough for Blake to break free for the long touchdown run.
And Coach Chido, you're down on the sideline. That's a pretty good teaching moment for the Dowling quarterbacks in the system, huh?
Well, if we can do that in the eighth grade, we'll be very successful. That was a tremendous job by Blake Clark, holding it in the belly, getting the linebacker and the D lineman to bite on the Jason Murray, and just went right up the gut.
All right, we'll take a timeout as the extra point by Riley Schmidt is good. Dowling 21, Ankeny 6 with 8:27 remaining here in the second quarter from Valley Stadium in Des Moines. This is Mark Amadale here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Dowling now putting up another scoring drive. This time, 7 plays and 93 yards as Dowling was backed up to their own end zone to start. And Blake Clark runs it in from 48 yards, the Dowling quarterback, and the Maroons lead it 21-6. Maroons kick off, and Schmidt kicks it out of bounds. So here's Ankeny, first and 10, Dave, on their own 20-yard line.
You know, usually first games, the defense is ahead of the offense, and I don't see it that way tonight so far, Mark. There's some points on the board.
They certainly are. Ankeny offense with two tight ends in the ball game. Quarterback is Max Griffin. He remains in there. Little jet sweep out of the Hawks. And carrying the football is Drew
Fumble.
Hill. And a loose
Dowling's
football.
Got it.
And they do. And that's Marcus Miller recovering the fumble for the Maroons. Number 6. How about that? Plays on offense and plays on defense. And Dowling now forces a turnover here, and I don't know if that's the first one tonight, but Marcus Miller, man on the spot.
And it was hard to see, but I think Jack Keel is the one who put the shot on the Ankeny ball carrier running the jet sweep.
Well, let's go down to John Chido. Johnny, did you have a good view of that?
Yes, you are correct, Dave. It was Jack Keough and Drake Ruprecht, both nice hit and a great recovery. Good field position to start this next drive for Dowling.
All right, the Maroons have it. Thank you, John, from the Dowling sideline. They're just outside the Bozeman red zone here. And now stoppage of play, and now the officials are going to get. And we've got a timeout called on the field. With 8:20 remaining here in the second quarter, 21-6 is our score. Dowling with the lead. We'll take a one-minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account. The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. The Maroons recover a fumble, and on the first play, quarterback Clark goes back to throw. He throws it in the end zone. The ball is tipped and intercepted by Nick Shirley in the end zone for Ankeny. So turnabout is fair play. Both teams trade turnovers. And Shirley on the interception. And it is a touchback. So Ankeny, Dave, with the ball, first and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, it was a nicely thrown ball. Marcus Miller was running a post pattern in the center. Just could only get one hand on it, but not a badly thrown ball.
Here's Ankeny with the football, and they immediately keep the ball on the ground. A quarterback will keep it, and that is Max Griffin. He's starting to find the going a little tough than he did in that first drive as Brandon Wechter makes the stop for Dowling Catholic.
Nice job by Brandon coming up to make a solo tackle on that play.
So Griffin from his own 20-yard line, as he got no gain in that last play. He goes back to throw on second and 10, being chased out of the backfield, scrambling with it across the 25 and steps out of bounds and is kind of pushed down on a as he goes out of bounds, and they'll mark him down at the 26-yard line. Maroon's got careful of getting a late hit there, as he may have been in that boundary.
Yeah, he wanted to set up and throw down the middle, I believe, but Zach Stacy, 6'2", 295-pound defensive lineman, was able to break through and force the quarterback out of the pocket on that one, Mark, which kind of broke the play down.
All right, to bring up third down and four for Ankeny. They go left to right from the north end zone to the south end zone. Inside handoff and running with the ball and driven down right at the 28-yard line.
Boy, that was a counter all the way to the right. Two guys coming over quickly. But Mitchell Riggs coming in on the tackle. I tell you, we've called Mitchell Riggs' name quite a few times already, and it's still the first half.
That was Gavin Smith, the ball carrier, as they took Ray J. Crawford out for the Hawks. So he gains three, and as you mentioned, Dave, short of the first down. Fourth and one now for the Hawks, back on their own 29-yard line. And back deep for the Maroons, Marcus Miller standing at his 40-yard line. Here's the snap, and the Ankeny punter gets it away.
Catch
it. Drew Hill gets it to Miller, and Marcus kind of dancing around and finally driven down at the 45-yard line, waited for his blockers to get there, and Ankeny converges pretty good. So with 6:43 remaining here in the second quarter, Dowling leading 21-6 over Ankeny. And let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at tonight. John, take it away.
Well, Mark and Dave, ever since that first drive for Ankeny, Dowling had settled down, and their linebackers are being a little bit more patient and letting the defensive line get in their gaps and allowing the linebackers to come up and make tackles instead of running them out of the play like they did, I think, on that first drive. Great, great adjustments by Dowling.
All right, the Maroon offense on the field. Blake Clark at quarterback. He's went the distance for the Maroons. One back in the backfield, a little toss play, and running with the ball, actually not very far, Matt Moore. As Ankeny's white shirts were in that backfield day, they had that well read and little toss play, maybe about a yard or two, but didn't go for very much.
No, Charlie Nank was supposed to lock onto that man and force him out, and that play should have gone inside, but it didn't quite work out that way.
Loss of five.
Charlie Nank is just a sophomore. He's 6'3", 290 pounds, anchoring the left side. It's going to take him a few games to develop, but he's going to turn into an outstanding offensive tackle before all is said and done.
All right, wide receiver to the far right side is Sam Ngole at the top of your screen. Here's Clark out of the shotgun, back to throw, swing pass over to the right side, caught by Matt Moore, trying to get outside the numbers and finally tucks it inside and drags tacklers up to the 43-yard line for a gain of three.
Brandon Johnston for Ankeny did a very nice job of staying home, maintaining his position, and making the tackle on that play. Otherwise, that could have been quite a few more yards.
I want to thank Ashworth Vision, along with the construction professionals, for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Football, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Appreciate their support all year round. Third down, 12 for the Maroons from their own 43. Clark back to throw, now feels pressure, and he's going to be... Well, not sacked. He's going to carry tacklers up to the original line of scrimmage, which was the 45-yard line. It'll bring up 4th and 10 for the Maroons. And we will see Austin Knobloch in to punt for the Maroons for the first time tonight.
Well, I believe Blake was looking down deep for Ngole again. And John Wagner was over here in the flat, pretty wide open. And
got to have time to throw it to him.
Blake will learn to go through his reads a little bit, and he's done an excellent job tonight, and he's just going to get better and better.
Luke Sable, Alex Espinino, Tyler Kappert, Brandon Johnson, Anderson Martin, and Mason Thomas, the linebackers for Ankeny, along with Kobe Bauer. Nick Shirley and Drew Hill, the corners, and Cale Boyd and Kyle Johnson, the safeties. And now snap over the head of the Dowling punter and picking it up and being very smart with it. I'll tell you what. He's scrambling for his life, and he's still on his feet. He might make something out of nothing here, Dave. And he finally was run out of bounds. He didn't quite get back to the line of scrimmage. But Austin Knobloch did a pretty good job of just corralling the ball, and he got up to about the 42-yard line. So a busted play as a long snap went over the punter's head. And Ankeny will have great field position at the Maroon 38-yard line.
Yeah, he was running for his life on that one. He was lucky to pick up as many yards as he did, Mark.
So he lost 7 officially, and the Ankeny offense will come on the field. So, John Scheido, if we go down to you, a big play now for the Dowling defense. Can they keep Ankeny off the board, nursing a 21-6 lead?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mark. Now we're starting to see a little bit of first game jitters come into play here, and we'll see how Dowling can keep Ankeny out of the end zone.
All right, Ankeny taking their time here on the change of possession. As the quarterback, Max Griffin, now talks to his wide receiver, Drew Hill, is now slot left, now goes in motion left to right. And Griffith, handoff goes to Ray J. Crawford. He stood up at the line of scrimmage and brought down. And right there was Tyler Holmes, one of the defensive tackles for Dowling.
Tyler Holmes, a junior defensive lineman, 260 pounds, did a great job shooting his gap, getting into the backfield, and making the tackle for about a 1 yard loss.
Yep,
great play.
Second down and 11 for the Ankeny Hawks. 3 minutes, 54 seconds remaining. The game clock running. And now we've got penalty flags down. And I think we got a timeout called by head coach Rick Nelson and the Ankeny Hawks, if I'm not mistaken. He did. So we're going to keep it here with 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining. Dowling leading 21-6. Want to mention at halftime, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, the new president, and that's Dr. Dan Ryan, will join me. So if you're watching on the web at CISN.TV, you can watch it, or you can listen to it right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Reminder that we'll be bringing you all the games on Iowa Catholic Radio, all 9 regular season games and the postseason on the radio. Next week, Dowling on the road at Urbandale. That game will not be webcast, But our next game back here will be the Dowling Valley game, Dave Marcouli. And by the way, the Dowling fans will be across the field this year. They will not be on the home side of where we normally are. So Valley will enjoy the home fans, but Valley will wear their visiting road uniforms. Dowling will be home, and that'll be a matchup here in a few weeks that we'll cover.
Yeah, that'll be a great game, and it's always fun to be on the Valley side when you broadcast a game, isn't it, Mark?
It sure is.
That's all I'll say.
Always. John Scheider, we're not going to leave you out. The opening game for 8th grade football begins here in a few weeks. Is that right?
September 12th, we'll be at Johnston for our first game.
And you guys play on Tuesday nights. Is that right?
Tuesday nights. You are right.
All right. We're going to talk more about the 8th grade program. It's a brand-new program, and Johnny is one of the coaches. And Joe Kuhn and Mr. Scott Flood and a few others do a great job with the 8th graders. Back to throw as we're back to live action. Here is Griffin firing the ball downfield. And the pass is caught, ripped out of the hands once again. And Ankeny taking advantage of the mismatch and going into the air and retrieving it. Brody Breck, 6'3", freshman, Dave, making the reception. And Ankeny now in the red zone here at the Dowling 12.
Drake Rupert on the coverage that time got a little tangled up and couldn't recover enough to pick up the ball. That's a completion by Ankeny.
27-yard reception, first down Ankeny. Now they throw it in the end zone. The ball is intercepted by Dowling. The ball was deflected, and Maroons pick it off, and they'll run it out. And they get up to across the 5, up to the 8-yard line, so the Maroon offense will take over. And Dowling now with the interception, and they're going to give it to number 25, John Schmidt. Well, the transfer from Minnesota playing defensive back.
I don't believe he was on the coverage that time. I believe the whoever was on coverage tipped the ball up, and Schmidt came down with it and ran it back.
All right, let's go down to the Dowling sideline. The Maroons have a first down deep in their own territory at their 9-yard line. John Scheidel, how'd you see it?
Drake Ruprecht got a chance to redeem himself, which he did. He made a nice defensive play, tipped the ball, and I believe it was number 21, Brandon Wachter that came up with that interception.
Okay, so it's Wachter on the interception. So Wachter makes the interception for Dowling Catholic. Thank you, John. And so we've seen a couple of deflected balls get into the hands of the other team, and that time Dowling comes up with their second pick, and now the Maroons deep in their own territory, and they'll run it out. A handoff goes to Murray, and Jason between the tackles got the first down. He might go. He's outside the 30, outside the 40. He's got one man to beat and finally run out of bounds in the secondary by Drew Hill into Ankeny territory at the Hawk 41-yard line. Nice run that time of 50 yards for Jason Murray.
Drew Hill had an angle on him. Otherwise, Mark, there was no way he was going to catch Jason Murray.
50-yard run, first down Maroons. 3 minutes, 13 seconds remaining. Here in the second quarter, high snap, but Clark wrestles it down, the handoff to Murray, and he slices his way right between the two guards and goes right down inside the 40, down to the Hawk 34-yard line.
And offensive linemen love a back like Jason Murray because they hit the hole so quick. Mark, they don't have to hold the block very long. They just block and move on to the next plateau and keep going.
All right, Dowling with three receivers left, second and three. Clark with it. He'll keep it. He's going to go towards those three receivers. Got the first down and more, and Blake finally tackled right around the 23-yard line. He'll pick up 9 yards and a Dowling first down. And, yeah, as an old offensive line coach, you kind of like that.
Yeah,
guys,
absolutely.
You don't have to hold your blocks that long, do you?
Yeah, you don't have to. You just get a quick block, and he's going to be there. But Blake Clark did a nice job turning into a running back there, waiting for blocks to develop and doing a nice job of reading whether he breaks right or left. Just an outstanding run by Blake Clark.
First down, the Maroons at their Ankeny 21-yard line. Clark with 13 yards on that last carry. And now Blake with the snap. Read option. He'll give it to Murray. He breaks a tackle to 15, still on his feet. And, boy, did he show his jets there. He went from the 15 down to around the 10-yard line. They're going to say he stepped out at the 11. But that's pretty quick feet there, Dave, after he was initially held up.
Awfully quick feet. And, again, Blake and Jason Murray are really working well on that read option tonight.
First and 10, Dowling at the 11-yard line. Murray, a gain of 10. 2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling leading 21-6. Tonight's game here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Week one of the high school football season. Not a bad night. partly cloudy skies, temperature in the 70s, very little wind. Clark on a read option. He'll keep it. He'll go right up the gut, and he's dragged down inside the five, still on his feet, and he finally down at the three-yard line for a gain of eight.
Right down the middle of the pipe again, right behind Greg Hagan, the junior center. Mitch Goff, the left guard at 265, is one of the senior leaders, and Alex Curtin, 305. Nice blocking inside.
All right, Jack Keel and Sam Ngoli split out wide to the right. Hand off up the middle to Murray, and he goes in for the touchdown. Jason Murray goes in from 3 yards out, and Dowling now tacks on another touchdown, and the Maroons now lead it 27-6, pending the extra point over Ankeny.
And, you know, Mark, this offensive line is starting to take control over the Ankeny defensive line. And like I said, they really don't have to hold those blocks very long. If they can just beat them to the hole, Jason Murray's going to be there within a second. And that's what's happening. And Jason is just really getting through the holes quickly.
All right, Schmidt in for the extra point. That's Riley Schmidt. Ball's down. The kick is up, and it is good. So the Maroons now lead 28-6 over Ankeny. That Dowling drive went six plays and 91 yards. Yes, 91 yards. The drive started back at the 9-yard line. We'll take a break and come back as Dowling leads 28-6 over Ankeny. A minute 45 remaining second quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tamia & Sons. .net.
Broadcasting across Central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, on the kickoff, Ankeny returns it up to the 25-yard line. The Hawks will have it there, first and 10, with a minute 38 remaining. Dowling 28, Ankeny 6. Let's go down the Dowling sideline, and that is where John Chida was at. John, six plays, 91 yards for the Dowling offense on that last touchdown.
Oh, that was a great drive, and Jason Murray has great vision. He sees that hole, and he gets north-south so quick, and Greg Higgins done a great job for allowing him to run right up the middle, and it's just been all night long for Jason. He's just great vision, great running back.
All right, Max Griffith now on first down, a little option play, and late pitch to Drew Hill, and he gets nowhere, Dave. Line of scrimmage with a 25, and that's where he ended up.
Well, he met John Schmidt and Mitchell Riggs once again, and holy cow, did they put a shot on him.
And of course, John Chida will have first question or two to Tom Wilson, the Dowling head football coach, at halftime. As once the second quarter is complete, Johnny will catch up with head coach Tom Wilson and ask him a question or two. And we look forward to that interview. We'll continue that tradition along with the post-game interviews after the game with the players and coaches. Low snap, and Griffith does a nice job of retaining the football, but he's going to be hit and dropped back at the 28-yard line. Actually, he'll gain yardage and a timeout called by Dowling with 47 seconds remaining. We'll take a one-minute break and return. The score, Dowling 28, Ankeny 6, a timeout on the field here in the second quarter on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss. 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
There are millions of children that go hungry every day. Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for supporting Mary's Meals. Their vision is that every child in the world should be able to receive at least one good meal every day in a place of education. Mary'sMealsUSA.org.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Emmerdale, Dave Marcoulier as timeout called by Dowling. Third and seven for Ankeny. Quarterback Max Griffin flush from the pocket now, back at his own 28-yard line. Now will keep the football and steps out of bounds. They need to get right at the 35-yard line for the first down. They're going to spot him down at the 33. He'll be a couple yards shy, and I'll bring up fourth down. And that helped Dowling out because it stops the clock.
Well, Max Bay was chasing him in the backfield and forcing him out. And Mitchell Riggs was able to come up and force him out of bounds.
I'll bring up fourth and two for the Maroons, or rather for Ankeny, and Dowling will have the ball one more time. Timeout situation. Dowling has two timeouts left, Ankeny with one. Here's a snap, and Ankeny, a little rugby-style punt by Drew Hill, takes a few steps. Miller has it to 35. Return left, outside the 40. Outside the 45, stiff arms a man, and finally driven down at the Hawk 49. Nice job by Marcus Miller on the Dowling punt return. With 27 seconds remaining, the Dowling offense will be out there. And the Maroons will have a first down at the Hawk 49. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido is at. John, you're going to interview head coach Tom Wilson, but a nice job by the Dowling defense holding Ankeny to a three and out, and the Maroons using the time.
Yeah, they've settled in nicely here in the latter part of this first half. Let's see if Dowling can get one more score going into half, and I think we're going to see some passes here.
All right, well, we'll see what that happens. Clark at quarterback. Blake has went the distance for the Maroons the whole evening. Working the shotgun with two receivers to the right, one to the left. Clark has tailback next to him. 27 seconds remaining in the half. Dowling from the Ankeny 49. And back to throw is Clark. Fires it out. The pass is caught by John Wagoner. And John gets across the 35. And is down right at the 34-yard line. And a first down for the Maroons. That'll stop the clock with 17 seconds, Dave.
He did a nice job on that. Dowling has split Jason Murray out to use his speed. And I think Blake wanted to go deep, but he read that was covered. So he threw the underneath pattern to Wagner for a nice first down pickup, Mark.
All right, timeout called by the Maroons. They have one timeout left with 17 seconds remaining. Dowling leading 28-6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Stay tuned. Our halftime guest is the brand-new president of Dowling Catholic High School, Dr. Dan Ryan. He's up here in the press box evaluating Dave Marcoulier and the rest of the sports staff here. So hopefully we'll get a good rating, Dave.
Yeah, you know, we'll see what happens.
I want to put him on the sidelines. That'll be interesting. Hey, we want to thank these folks, St. Gregory Retreat Center, along with R&R Realty, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. We thank them for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio's coverage of Dowling Catholic Sports. And, of course, are you available the next eight Friday nights, Dave? This is the first of nine regular season, and hopefully four postseason Friday nights.
If I come back from Green Bay in a couple of weeks, yeah.
Where is Green Bay? Is that in southern Canada or something like that?
It's up by, right by Titletown there, Mark.
Titletown. I'll Google it. All right. First and 10 Maroons from the Ankeny 34-yard line. Clark out of the shotgun. The Dowling quarterback sets up. Penalty flag down the back. Well, he fires out. Caught, thrown behind John Wagner, but he caught it at the 20 for a pickup of 14, and this may be coming back.
That's too bad because they certainly are in field goal range down there. That's holding on Dowling.
Yeah, another penalty here, John Chido. We go down to our Dowling sideline reporter. Johnny, another holding penalty or a penalty on Maroons that have kind of stalled their drives tonight.
Yeah, yes, and another holding penalty once again is going to move them back. And it seems like once we get going, we get caught with these penalties. I tell you, John Wagner had some nice hands. He's made two nice catches here.
Yeah, he did. He actually had a reach behind to get that last one thrown by Blake.
That was a great catch.
And they're not recruiting at tight end, right, John? It's defensive end he's going to play, right?
Well, that's unless you go to Iowa, and then it'll turn him into a lineman.
Yeah, good point. All right, there, Now, the holding call, they're going to mark it off from the spot. So wherever your offensive lineman, Dave, here we go. The offensive lineman made the violation. They mark it off from there, and they're saying he must have made it because the ball is at the 46, must have been at the 36-yard line. So that takes Dowling 26-yard penalty when it's all said and done.
I thought it was more around the 2-yard line where he held Mark. That's what I saw.
No, that was the receivers down there,
These
Dave.
Binoculars are a little fuzzy, but that's what I saw.
Yeah. Titletown, folks, that's what he was saying earlier. Now we've got our timeout. And that is the end of the first half. Dowling lets the clock run out. John Chido's going to catch up with head coach Tom Wilson. But Dowling goes into halftime leading 28-6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio alongside Dave Marcoulet, Mark Amadale. And we'll go down to John here in a moment. But pretty good first half for the Maroons as they outscore the Ankeny Hawks. And I know Tom Wilson is talking with the referee. We'll make sure he's done with that. Let's go down to John Chido. Johnny has head coach Tom Wilson.
Coach, the first half of the season's in the books. What are your thoughts up to this point?
You know, really, it looks like the first game of the season. We did some things really, really well at times, and then I think we've left points on the board. Defensively, obviously we let up a score, but I thought we've done some good things. Run defense, I think, is shored up. So kind of up and down, but yet that's kind of be expected. The bad snap on the punt, I don't want to see that again, but I think there's been good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, the first drive of the season sure looked like week 10 instead of week 1 with the rhythm and the pace of that first drive.
Yeah, it felt good. It was really good. We hadn't done that on air in practice, and so it was obviously good to get a good drive like that going.
Well, good luck to you, Coach. Best luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, John Chida with head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. The Maroons with the lead by the score of 28-6. And, hey, courtesy of Kurt Brown, we have our halftime statistics, and let's take a look at the numbers. Dave, total offense for the Maroons, 353 yards here at halftime. Total offense for Ankeny, 127. Dowling has 100 yards passing, 253 yards on the ground. How about that?
That's unbelievable, especially for an early game like this, Mark.
Ankeny with 56 yards passing, 71 yards rushing. As we'll take a look at the penalties as we log down here, and it looks like Dowling with 3 penalties for 25 yards in the first half. Ankeny has yet to be penalized. And turnovers, both teams have had a turnover. Dowling has coughed it up on an interception. Ankeny has had a fumble and an interception, so they've had 2 turnovers in the first half. And individually rushing, Jason Murray in the first half for Dowling, 12 carries, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Blake Clark, the quarterback, 10 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown. And Matt Moore, 4 carries for 43 yards. Marcus Miller, 1 carry for 16. For Ankeny, their quarterback was 2 out of 3 passing, and that was Griffith with 456 yards. Griffith on the night, 9 carries, 25 yards. And their tailback for the Hawks, Ray J. Crawford, was at 11 carries for 11 yards. So not a bad job by the Dowling defense.
And you look at Ankeny's passing, 2 for 3, and that first pass went for, I believe, 29 yards. So Dowling defensive secondary has done a nice job of keeping them in check.
And in goalie, 2 catches for 76 yards and a touchdown from the Maroons. And John Wagner had 1 catch for 14. He had 2, but that was wiped out by a penalty. So
right.
Great job by the Maroons in the first half. All right, we'll take a break. And we come back, we're going to visit with the brand-new president of Dowling Catholic High School. Jerry Deegan has retired. Dr. Jerry Deegan retired. And Dr. Dan Ryan is on board. So we'll visit with him. When we take a break here at halftime, Dowling leading Ankeny 28-6 here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Tony Calumet, General Manager of Iowa Catholic Radio here in Des Moines, and we're looking for a highly competitive account manager to join our sales team. The successful candidate will be a self-starter motivated by personal and sales team goals. The ideal candidate will have a proven track record for prospecting and developing new business. Iowa Catholic Radio offers a generous compensation plan and a full benefits package. Apply and send your resume to careers at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to halftime here at Valley Stadium. Dowling leading Ankeny by the score of 28-6 here at Valley Stadium. Week one of the high school football season. My name is Mark Amadale, and I'm joined by the brand new president of Dowling Catholic High School, Dr. Dan Ryan. Folks, they've probably heard you on the radio, but now they're going to see you on the TV. Thanks to Central Iowa Sports Network. And Dr. Ryan, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, a little bit of background about yourself. You're from Northwest Iowa. We don't hold that against you because you're down here in Central Iowa now, but
that's right.
You were with the Sioux City Diocese in your previous employment. And talk about that process, coming from Sioux City to Des Moines and your old job and new job and replacing Dr. Deegan.
Well, it's been a great process. I didn't think Dr. Deegan would be retiring anytime soon. I've known him for about 8 years and, of course, known a lot about Dowling. But as superintendent for the Diocese of Sioux City, we had about 30 schools spread out over a quarter of Iowa and about 6,000 students and a lot of travel and a lot of time away from the family. So when this came open, it was a great opportunity really for both me professionally but also my family so that we could all be together and Catholic schools.
Well, talk about the transition process, Dr. Ryan, because obviously with the administrative team at Dowling and Dr. Deegan, he's kind of stayed on to kind of help train you and kind of, you know, show you the ropes, show you where everything's at. But it's been a great process, and I know you've been in Des Moines for quite a while. But talk about the transition.
So Dr. Deegan and I have been working together for 2 months now, and we've got about another month to go. And what that really has done is sped up the process for me. Kind of the learning curve has been accelerated and really been able to learn a lot of the processes and a lot of the traditions and just the ins and outs of Dowling Catholic High School, and has really helped me, and I really appreciate it. It's been a smooth process.
Of course, your observations of Dowling, and I asked this to Mr. Maindring when he first came on board as a brand-new principal a few years ago. He had a tremendous story. Hopefully yours will be about the same, because coming to Dowling, you're kind of an outsider, a new person on the block. Mm-hmm. How were those first steps in there when you became the president? Talk about that.
Well, they were very comfortable, thanks to Dr. Deegan and the administrative team. They've really helped me in the transition, really helped me feel comfortable, and really the whole community has done that with our family as well. So it's been a great process.
And your observations of Dowling after, a few months here at the school? Right. And we just started school this past week, so your observations thus far?
Well, you know, one of the things that really stands out is the culture of Dowling. Really, I come into work pretty early in the morning, and one of the places I like to stop early in the day is the chapel. And I'm always surprised that there's some other people in there before me praying, students and staff. So that's a great piece to hear with the Catholic identity being strong. I think another thing that really stands out with the students and the staff is that tradition of excellence, that they really always excel at everything they do and that they really put in the time and dedication. So from leadership, where we had trainings in July with students, to the athletic programs, to band, all summer being there, I could really tell there was a great dedication to that excellence, that tradition.
And, of course, you came on board when there was school was out, basically,
right.
And now after a few days. Has the environment changed once the students are in? I know every teacher says that, an administrator, but now the students are all there, and all 1,400 and plus students there. Talk about that experience.
Well, it's been really great because I've gotten to meet the teachers, and that's really where the rubber hits the road, where the education, where the day-to-day interactions really make the biggest difference. So that's been wonderful getting to know them. And then the students, their enthusiasm has really has stood out to me. They're very enthusiastic. They're all involved. It's been a really positive experience.
You know, you talk about the students, but what are some of your priorities as you transition? Mm-hmm. We transition from Dr. Deegan to yourself. Now, Dr. Deegan, I kidded him when he was had his retirement tour. It's been about a year, and we've had it in football, basketball. And I said, you know, we had these vision plans. You know, it was started in 2005 and then 2010, and we were going mm-hmm. all the way up to 2020 right. and all that. But what are some of your priorities now that you've seen what Dr. Jerry has done? I think you mentioned some of these during the interview process.
Right. So there's a couple of personal things.
Right.
First of all, when you come into a position like this, there's really got to be a big focus on relationship building and getting to know people and to learn what's been going on before you make any big decisions. So that takes some months to do that. But one of the things that really made me comfortable coming into this position was the fact that there was a strategic plan, Vision 2020. I knew what they were expecting. We were very clear on that. And so that's really allowed me to step in right away and know what areas I want to focus on. And, of course, Catholic identity is always our first and foremost. But really, I think some of the other areas like access is really important for us moving forward. We've done a lot of work at Dowling over the last 5 years to really increase our ability to accept students from a wider range of academic abilities, and that's really to be applauded. But I think we also have to work on the socioeconomic access so we have tuition assistance available to help any family who's really seeking a Catholic education at Dowling.
You know, that's very important. This day and age, people, they don't think they can afford it. They don't ask.
Right.
They don't know who to ask or what to ask about affording a Catholic tuition. And it's really quite simple. And I know Gene Wells and the folks at Catholic Tuition do a great job, but there's other avenues out there.
Right. Well, the CTO dollars, like you're talking about, that really helps an important part of our population. Because Dowling is really a Catholic school in the sense of it's universal, it's there for all, and that's the tradition of the diocese. But we also have about $1 million in tuition assistance that Dowling puts forward. So that's really helping a lot of those families that maybe don't qualify for CTO because their income level's a little higher,
right.
Be able to make that a reality. And we just need to make sure that those funds are there for the future and to even make it available to a greater number of students.
Our guest here at halftime is Dr. Dan Ryan, the new president of Dowling Catholic High School. We're visiting with him on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. We're at halftime of the football game, Dowling leading Ankeny 28-6 here at Valley Stadium. And Dr. Dan, I'm going to ask you, what are some of the long terms that moving forward of Dowling that's in your vision? And what are some of the things you see in the long term for Dowling? And we're talking about the 2020 plan and maybe beyond.
Well, I think that innovation is one of the things that we identified in that plan. And we've got a lot of great innovative programs. We're doing things with Focus, which is a Catholic program that helps us help students transition and stay active in their faith as they're going into college. We need to keep doubling down on programs like that. But then we also need to find more innovative academic programs where we partner with the real world. Now, our engineering program is a very popular program, a huge number of freshmen in that every year, and then they continue on. But what other areas can we do that? Is there a possibility of medical field, other areas that we could really help students have that leg up when they go into college and to be even better prepared as they enter the professional world?
Well, Dr. Ryan, we appreciate you taking time out to visit with us, our listeners, and our viewers tonight. So this will also be archived. So if they want to replay any of this, they can through the Central Iowa Sports Network. Okay. They do a great job. But, hey, welcome to Des Moines. I know you're transitioning, and we didn't mention your family, so maybe you should identify your wife and kids. And I understand you got a little Nebraska background, Northern Iowa. You got all the universities covered, so we really can't get on you too much about that.
Well, I grew up in Council Bluffs, went to St. Albert's, and my wife did too. And we went to the University of Nebraska, which doesn't seem to be extremely popular in Des Moines.
It is not, sir, but keep going.
But I did end up getting my doctorate from the University of Northern Iowa, so that makes up.
There you go.
I have four children. My oldest is a student at Briarcliff. My second has just gone to Iowa, so we are kind of covering that base that way.
You're getting better.
That's right. But Lorelei is my eighth grader, and Seamus, my fifth grader, are at Sacred Heart. And they're having a great time out here tonight. We got here. They ran off with their friends. My wife's sitting with somebody. She's a teacher at Holy Family. So it's been really smooth and positive in that way to get them involved in the community and part of the Catholic Dowling community.
We thank you for taking time. We look forward to talking to you again about other things that are going on at Dowling.
Definitely.
And, of course, we'll have a lot of the staff members, coaches, students on our halftime throughout the whole year, radio and TV, so we appreciate that. We appreciate working with you.
Well, thank you for covering our games. We appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, go Maroons.
My guest has been Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School. This is Mark Amadale. We're at halftime once again here at Valley Stadium, and Dowling leading 28-6 over the Ankeny Hawks. We'll return after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Broadcasting across Central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium as we are at halftime with Dowling leading by the score of 28-6 over the Ankeny Hawks here on the Central Iowa Sports Network and Iowa Catholic Radio. We want to thank our supporters that have been with us throughout the night and the year, and we thank them for all they do here on Iowa Catholic Radio. They include Mercy Medical, Kemin, Dental Associates, Catholic Tuition Organization, and R&R Realty. Well, Dowling, as we mentioned, leading here at halftime 28-6. Let's take a look at the scoring. Maroons took the opening kickoff, went 10 plays, 80 yards, and Jason Murray ran it in from 1 yard out. Dowling led 7-0. Back comes Ankeny. They take the ball, and they go 9 plays, 80 yards on their first offensive series as Ray J. Crawford runs it in from 18 yards out, and the score is 7-6 as the extra point is no good by Ankeny, so Dowling with the lead by one. Then back with 4:13 remaining in the ensuing possession, Dowling 3 plays and 80 yards. Sam Ngoli, a 64-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Blake Clark. Extra point was good. Dowling extends its lead to 14-6, and the Maroons cap on two more in the second quarter. Blake Clark on a 48-yard run, capped off a 7-play, 93-yard drive, making the score 21-6. And then with a minute 45 remaining in the half, Jason Murray on a 3-yard run. The extra point was good by Riley Schmidt. He made all of his extra points tonight for Dowling, and the Maroons lead it 28-6 here at halftime. That's a recap of the score, and let's go back down on the sideline. And that is where John Chido, one of the 8th-grade coaches in the Dowling program this year, that is new this year, 8th-grade team. And we'll go down to Johnny on the sideline. Johnny?
Yeah, we're getting excited, but we can't wait till our first game. I'm standing here with the head coach right now, and we're just talking a little 8th-grade football.
Well, you can go right ahead and interview Coach Kuhn if you want. He's a former CIML coach. You asked him a great question.
Coach, what do you think of first-year 8th-grade football?
Well, you know, I think it's fantastic bringing all these boys together and learning the Dowling Catholic system from the ground up. Nothing against our feeder program, CFL, but they're learning the Dowling way, team first all the way.
I can't agree with Coach Moore. Well, we're excited for it. We're now finally part of Dowling. It's just an exciting thing.
All right, John, appreciate that interview with the head coach, Joe Kuhn, of the eighth grade program. So get a little bit of mixture there. I want to remind everybody, yes, the freshmen and sophomores now, Dave, are playing on Thursday nights as Dowling's varsity games will kick off at 7 o'clock sharp all season long. All nine regular season Friday night games kick off at 7. We go on there at 6:30 with our pregame. We'll have Coach Wilson on, talk a little about the pregame. So that's a little bit different. We have not had a whole season where there's been a preliminary game. This year there is no preliminary game. So if you want to watch the freshman and sophomore teams, they play on Thursday night. Last night, the Dowling sophomores defeated Ankeny 47-6 at Dowling, and the Dowling freshmen taking it on the noggin. Ankeny defeated the Dowling freshmen 21-3. And, of course, you just heard the eighth-grade coaches. Yes, eighth grade is now part of high school and high school football here in Des Moines area. And the Dowling 8th grade team will be in action right after Labor Day. So that's kind of a recap. And, Dave, I know you were at one of those games last night, and
right.
You were at the game where the Maroons weren't successful. But
My grandson plays on the freshman team, so I'll be following them this year.
Yes,
and
you will.
Claude does a nice job with his staff down there, and he does a great job developing these kids. And, you know, I've worked with these younger kids. I worked with sophomores for years, and freshmen are the same, that you really got to develop more than just the football aspect of it. You got to really teach them what Dowling is all about and what it means to be a member of not only the Dowling football team but the Dowling community. You got to talk to them about the importance of education, and he does a great job of that, and I look for the freshman squad to develop in many more ways than just on the football field, Mark.
All right, we're at halftime here at Valley State. We're going to take a two-minute break and return with the start of the second half. It's Dowling 28, Ankeny 6, alongside Dave Marculli. I'm Mark Amadeo, and you just heard from John Chido on the Dowling sideline tonight. The second half is coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. Tamiya & Sons.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at Dr. Dave DD. Yes.com.
All right, welcome back to Valley Stadium. We're about ready to get the second half underway. Riley Schmidt will kick off for Dowling, and he does, and he boots it in the end zone. And did it go out of bounds? It went out of bounds, and they're saying it's a touchback. First and 10 will be Ankeny's football from their own 20-yard line. Ankeny trailing 28-6 to Dowling Catholic as the Maroons had quite a few yards at rushing at halftime. And Dowling defense came in their own, Dave. They gave up that opening drive, that 10-play or the 9-play 80-yard drive right after the Maroons scored on their opening drive. Ankeny scored on their opening drive, and the Maroon defense shut them down.
And I talked to Coach Bossom for a little bit at halftime. He's the defensive coordinator, and he said they made those adjustments, and they look for a much more solid second half. He was pleased overall with the defense, though, Mark, for the first half of football.
All right, first down, Ankeny. They go left to right. They're going into a slight win. The handoff goes to Ray J. Crawford, and he's hit and drop right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. They'll bring up second and 10. Of course, Dowling, the four-time defending champs in Class 4A, as they won the last four titles. They're going for title number five. Coach Wilson has won five state titles. That includes one back in 2010. And, of course, everybody on the schedule is the same as last year in the same order. Next week, Dowling on the road at Urbandale. Now on second down and 10, here is Griffith back to throw. The Ankeny quarterback fires it downfield. The pass is incomplete, and they're going to get Marcus Miller for hindering the wide receiver. And I think that would have been number 85, Jacob Bayer, who was downfield, and that'll be pass interference on Dowling, or holding. Let's see what they come up with here.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be on Dowling.
So the Maroons will be guilty of pass interference. That was the preliminary signal by our official tonight, whose mic is not working. And it'll be an automatic first down. It's 15 yards in high school, automatic first down.
Boy, I got mixed feelings on that, Mark. That was a close one. Probably could have gone either way. Ask Ankeny, it was pass interference all the way. But, boy, that was close.
Anytime there's a
little bit of
contact, yep. And if you impeded the receiver, and that's what Marcus apparently did. So it's first and 10, Hawks on their own 35. Dowling leads it 28-6 here in Iowa Catholic Radio on the Central Iowa Sports Network. And now Griffin on the play. Option read, keeps the ball, runs around right end, gets out of bounds right about the 41-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards for the Hawks. Quarterback is Max Griffin. This is his first game as a quarterback. He hit a nice run that time on a good decision.
Well, Kyle Johnson for Ankeny, their wide receiver, did a heck of a job blocking the Dowling cornerback, taking him completely out of the play, which allowed the quarterback to pick up 7 yards, Mark.
I want to thank Ashworth Vision, along with the construction professionals, for supporting our broadcast, along with Dental Associates throughout the year on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now Ray J. Crawford gets the handoff and a little jet sweep from right to left. And he was snowed under a lot of maroon jerseys around that vicinity, Dave. And
John Wagner,
back.
Mark.
Move the ball back to the 37-yard line.
You know, John Wagner shot through from the outside and made the nice tackle for a loss.
Loss of four for the Hawks. So bring up third and 8. Ankeny with their tight end Trent Slatt now. A.J. Jackson, Romello Gray, Tate Beardsley, the center, Dylan Miller, and Caden Young, the offensive line. Miller and Young, the right guard and tackle, and A.J. Jackson and Romello Gray, the left tackle and left guard, respectively. Hawks have two receivers right, one to the left. They go left to right on your screen. And across your dial. Back to throw is Griffin. He stayed in the pocket. He fires it out. It's caught in the secondary for a first down is the receiver. And that is the Brody Brecht, the freshman, 6'3", 165 freshman with the catch and a first down at the Dowling 33-yard line.
Very nicely thrown ball by
lots
the corner. Yes.
Time.
And I tell you, he released that just in time because John Wagner really put a shot on him right at the release.
30-yard reception for the freshman, Brody Breck, from quarterback Max Griffin. And Ankeny now in business at the Dowling 33-yard line. Out of the pistol formation, the give is to Ray J. Crawford, and he gets down to the 30-yard line before he's stacked up for a gain of three.
Mitchell Riggs again on the tackle mark. Nice job by Mitchell. He's really rock solid in the center of that Dowling defense.
The Hawks moving the football as Ray J. gains 3 yards. It brings up second down and 7 for Ankeny. Two receivers left, one to the right. Quarterback is Max Griffith. And he surveys the Dowling defense. He has Ray J. Crawford to his right. Back to throw is Griffith. He fires in the end zone. He's got a man, and the ball is incomplete. Stepping in front of the pass is Marcus Miller. And Marcus did a good job of staying in front of the defender instead of behind him where he got the pass interference penalty last time. The intended receiver was Brody Beck.
Yeah, he really did. He did a nice job reading the secondary or the receiver at first and then turning his head just in time to pick up the ball. Very nice coverage.
Correction, it was number 15, Kyle Johnson, on the who was the intended receiver for Ankeny. Third and seven for the Hawks on their own 30-yard on the Dowling 30, excuse me, and read option. They give it to Ray J. Crawford, and he's up near a first down. They say they got it at the 22-yard line, a gain of eight. A little inside handoff, the inside read, Dave, and he went right up over center and right guard, and Ankeny with a first down by Crawford.
Yeah, line of scrimmage did a really nice job maintaining leverage on the defensive line at Dowling to open up that hole. Linebackers couldn't get there quite quick enough.
Ankeny has taken the opening kickoff here in the second half and has had the ball for just about 3 minutes. They start at their own 20, and they get down to the Dowling 22. And here is Griffith on the inside handoff of Crawford. And this time
John Wagner right away.
This time he's stacked up and driven down. You mentioned John Wagner on the stop, and he had a few other maroon shirts rather around him back at the 23-yard line, a loss of one.
Yeah, Wagner coming in from the outside. I don't understand why no one touched him. Maybe whoever was supposed to didn't want to because he's so big and tough. Wagner did a great job on that play.
All right, second down 11 for Ankeny. Receiver in motion is Kyle Johnson. Back to throw is Griffin. He's flush in the pocket. He's got Riggs chasing him. He dumps it out of bounds, incomplete. As Riggs and Zach Stacy were chasing him down, and he finally Max had it unloaded for the Ankeny offense, pass incomplete.
And John Smith also coming. Dowling brought the house on that one and forced him out of the pocket and forced him to throw the ball on the run, which he probably wasn't prepared to do.
Well, Ankeny, like Dowling, gets all their signals called in from the sidelines. They do not huddle. On the offensive side, they don't huddle.
These kids don't know what a huddle is, Mark, if you'd use the term. They'd have to look it up.
That's right. Third and 11 on the read option. They give us to Crawford. He stood up at the 20-yard line, and Riggs has him and wrestles him down for a gain of three, and will bring up fourth down.
Mitchell Riggs again on that solo tackle. Mitchell Riggs is a senior, 6'2", 225-pound. He's a Mike linebacker, and he is the anchor of those linebackers. He's one tough football player.
All right, it's fourth and eight for Ankeny, and they're going for it. Line of scrimmage, the Dowling 20. As the Hawks have now went 60 yards on this drive with two receivers left. Now they look at the sidelines as they check down. Crawford in the backfield. Quarterback is Max Griffin. Crawford stays to his left. Here's a snap out of the shotgun. Griffin steps up in the pocket, wants to run, and now being chased and gets inside the 10, gets inside the 5. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Boy, he zigged and zagged and scored from 20 yards out, and no penalty flags down. So Ankeny now takes the opening possession of the second half and goes 80 yards on the drive.
You know, you just got to say it. That was a heck of a run by Max Griffin at quarterback for Ankeny. As you said, Mark, he really ran the ball and found the holes and broke when he needed to and went upfield into the end zone for the touchdown.
11 plays, 80 yards on the Ankeny drive. The extra point now will be a two-point conversion, apparently, as Griffin will stay in and play quarterback. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Now they'll shift over and get into a bunch formation to the right. Griffin now will go out of the shotgun. Man in motion is a tight end. Griffin with the ball, wants to run. And zigs and zags and gets near the goal line, but finally brought down at the one-yard line. So the two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains Dowling 28, Ankeny 12. We come back. We'll go down to the sidelines with John Chidle and get a report on this last drive. Dowling leading 28-12 with 7:33 remaining here in the third quarter on Iowa Catholic Radio here and on the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss. 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to marysmealsusa.org.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, here is the kickoff by Dane Kowalski for Ankeny, and on the return, Dowling with it, and Maroons get it to Matt Moore, and he crossed the 20, and he's hit and drop right about the 23-yard line. That's where the Dowling offense will take over, first and 10. Ankeny goes 11 plays, 80 yards, capped off by quarterback Max Griffin, 20-yard scramble run on fourth down for the touchdown, and the Hawks now trail 28-12 to Dowling. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido is at. John, take it away.
Another penalty. Ankeny was able to capitalize and continue the drive, and I tell you, Ankeny's quarterback's a good player. Nice scramble on fourth down there for the touchdown.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. You're right, John. His first varsity start. Now here's Dowling with the ball. Blake Clark on the quarterback keeper, and he's wrestled down at the 30-yard line, but the Ankeny defender moved him upfield near a first down. I think he got it, Dave, as a little help from the Ankeny defense. They spun him around for a first down up to the 33-yard line.
What happened on that play is Mitch Goff from his left guard position pulled around, looped up to the other side. Blake Clark got in his hip pocket and just followed him.
Clark a first down, and now on first and 10, handoff goes to Jason Murray. He's carrying the football, turned the corner, keeps his legs moving, piles over players, and finally wrapped up. And he's got a first down as he turned the corner at the 45. And he gets up to the Dowling 47-yard line, a 14-yard run for Jason Murray.
And he's able to break quite a few tackles with his speed and his quickness. They just can't get a good grip on Jason Murray.
So Murray, a first down, carries for a first down. We'll give him 15 yards on the carry. And first down Maroons from their own 48. Clark inside handoff. Jason Murray, and he's in the secondary. Down at the foot race to the far sideline. 10-5 touchdown, Jason Murray. Dave, that was from 52 yards out. And Jason got tremendous blocking up front. We can't forget that. With Hagen at center, Curtin at right guard, and Mitch Goff the left guard. Nank and Alger, the tackles, and either John Wagner or Spencer Smith at tight end. He used all those tools to his advantage.
Yeah, he found that hole on the right side and instantly turned on the jets. And Mark, once he gets free, you are not going to catch him.
All right, Riley Smith in for Dowling to attempt the extra point. As the hold is by Blake Clark, and the extra point is up and good. So Dowling now extends its lead to 35-12 over the Ankeny Hawks with 6 minutes and 39 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout with the score, Dowling 35, Ankeny 12, here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Hi, this is Tony Calumet, General Manager of Iowa Catholic Radio here in Des Moines, and we're looking for a highly competitive account manager to join our sales team. The successful candidate will be a self-starter motivated by personal and sales team goals. The ideal candidate will have a proven track record for prospecting and developing new business. Iowa Catholic Radio offers a generous compensation plan and a full benefits package. Apply and send your resume to careers at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
On the kickoff, Dowling with the, Ankeny on the return, Connor Diffinger. Was knocked down at the 22-yard line. That's where the Ankeny offense will start. First and 10, Dowling leading 35-12. Let's go down to John Chido on the Dowling sideline, Johnny.
Once again, that ISO power play. We get Greg Hagen and Levi Hummel that time playing fullback. Nice block on the nose, and boom, Jason Murray is off to the races.
I don't think anybody can keep up with Jason because he broke a few tackles there, John.
Oh, he has such a quick first step with his vision. He's just he's having a great game.
All right, Ankeny now with the first down from their own 22-yard line. The Hawks trail 35-12 to Dowling. And they go to their tailback, Ray J. Crawford. Goes from his own 22, and he may have gotten up to the 26 before he was pushed back. Dowling defense surrounding him there, Dave, and making the stop.
Mitchell Riggs, I believe, was the first one to grab him, and Max Bay helped out and about three or four other Maroons.
That's a name you said quite a bit tonight, Dave. Mitchell Riggs.
Yep, he's having an outstanding game. I think we're going to be saying his name all year.
All right, second down, 5 for Ankeny. Now Griffith fires the ball downfield. He overthrows the intended receiver. Incomplete, as Drew Hill was the intended receiver. And a nice, strong tackle that time by the Dowling secondary.
Jack Bertram on the coverage that time, Mark.
So the Hawks will now have a third down and 5 from their own 26-yard line. I want to thank the fine folks at Two Rivers Glass and Door, the Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and the St. Gregory Retreat Center for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. And of course, the Dowling offense tonight has been in the red zone a few times. Well, they went right through the red zone, and we want to thank Bozen for their support there. Now, a pass play by Ankeny on 3rd and 5, and the pass is caught. Caught by Connor Niffinger. Niffinger kind of running a little post pattern, Dave, and he got behind the secondary and right in front of the defensive back, and a first down Hawks at their own 46. Gain of 20.
Boy, that was a nicely thrown ball, because did he take a shot from a Dowling lineman on that play?
The quarterback, Griffin, you're referring to?
Oh.
That'll wear on you. Hawks with two tight ends, two receivers left. The motion man is Kyle Johnson. And now here is Griffin. He'll keep it. Runs the option to the left. Pitches to the left. Throws it behind his ball carrier, behind the pitch man. That's Drew Hill. And Hill had to go back and get it. And I'll tell you what, Drew did a nice job, a la John Wagner, on a reception earlier tonight for Dowling. Hill did a nice job of going back to get it, but he loses yardage back to the Hawk 43, a loss of 3.
That's because Drake Ruprecht just did an outstanding job of playing off the block of the receiver, who was blocking him quite well. But he played off that block and made the tackle. Great job by Drake.
Second down, 14 for Ankeny. They trail 35-12. Back to throw to Griffin. Oh. The pass is nearly intercepted.
He was Mitchell. Mitchell had one, I believe.
That was,
oh, boy. He's going to see that in his dreams tonight.
Well, they'll replay that in the film session.
Yeah.
As he nearly had it. And I think that was Brandon Wechter, who nearly had it over there. But pass is incomplete. The Maroons had an opportunity for an interception. And Ankeny now lives another day. It's 3rd and 14 for the Hawks. They'll split three receivers out to the right, one to the left. The tailback is Crawford in the backfield, and now Coach Nelson wants a timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 4:55 remaining third quarter. Dowling leads at 35-12. Back in 1 minute on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, third and 14 for Ankeny. Quarterback Griffith scrambling for his life, still on his feet. He needs to get it into Dowling territory for a first down. He finally wrestled down at the original line of scrimmage, which is right at the 47-yard line. So it'll bring up fourth down for Ankeny. Fourth and about nine, they'll call it. And Griffith just scrambling for his life, trying to make something happen. He did earlier, Dave, as you remember, he scored that touchdown on fourth down from 20 yards out.
Did they miss a holding on John Wagner on that one? He was held, Mark. And there's no other way to put it. Ask John.
No, I'm not going to go. I know what he'll say. 4-yard run after all that run around by the Ankeny quarterback. Line of scrimmage to 47, and now the punt by the Hawks. Marcus Miller is going to let it go as it takes a Dowling bounce inside
Get
the five,
in the
and he goes in the end zone. Touchback. It'll be first and 10 Dowling at their own 20-yard line. The Maroons lead it 35-12 with 3 minutes 54 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Let's go down to our Dowling sideline and one of our 8th grade coaches, newly formed this year, the Dowling 8th grade program, John Chido on the Dowling sideline. John?
Well, I tell you what, John Schmidt came all the way across the field to make that tackle. He stayed in the coverage, and then once the quarterback for Ankeny scrambled, he came all the way across the field to make a nice tackle.
How about that, Dave? He didn't talk about John Wagner being held. He talked about another young man making an outstanding play.
Yeah, he really did. I saw Schmidt doing that, and that quarterback's tough to catch. He gets going, and you never know where he's going to end up.
John Schmidt, number 25, the 5'10", 195-pound senior rover in the Dowling defense is who Mr. Chida was talking about. First down, Maroons, 3:54 remaining, and now Clark, little swing pass right side, caught, and then getting back to the line of scrimmage was the ball carrier, or the receiver that time, and that was Zach Roaring. That's his first catch of the season.
Well, unfortunately, he ran right into the block of Zach Roaring's block outside. He was unable to break either way, and thus the play broke down.
A loss of two, actually. It's second and 12 Maroons on that reception that went for negative yards. Into the lineup is John Schmidt, the running back for the Maroons at number 25, and they'll send Jason Murray in motion and read option. Clark the handoff and right up the gut. And going over center was the tailback, and that was John Schmidt. And he got a couple yards out of it back to the original line. So it's third and 10 now for Dowling, back to the original line of scrimmage, which is a 20-yard line.
Not a whole lot there that time on the left side behind Nank and Goff on that side.
All right, Zach Roaring split out wide right. He's number 84 at the top of your screen if you're watching on the webcast. Two receivers left. The bottom of your screen is Sam Angola. Here's the snap, Clark. The Dowling quarterback sets up the right-hander looking for an opening. Now he's going to scramble, rolls to his left, now sets up, wants to throw, and he does, lops it out, and it's caught. Nice catch that time by the tight end, Spencer Smith, and he's got the first down across the 30 up near the 35-yard line. And I'll tell you what, Blake Clark bought himself some time there.
He's very comfortable in the pocket. He's doing a nice job scrambling. The linemen are doing a nice job. Normally on that play, you see some type of holding call, but you didn't. So a great play, nice pass by Blake Clark.
And Spencer Smith with his first catch of the season, the Dowling tight end, and now Maroons back to the ground. And handoff goes to Matt Moore, and he goes to the short side of the field, and he's down, and he is down on the ground on that far sideline. And Matt is shaken up. He's being attended to by the Rick Nelson and the Ankeny staff. And I'm not sure what happened, but we've got a timeout on the field. So we're going to take one here with 2:09 remaining here in the third quarter. Dowling 35, Ankeny 12. Second and 10 coming up for the Maroons. But Matt Moore injured. We'll come back after these messages here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Broadcasting across Central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you to Tamiya and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaandSons.net. Grant.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to marysmealsusa.org.
Fourth quarter, Johnston.
Hi, this is Tony Calumet, General Manager of Iowa.
Welcome back to Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. Mark Amadale along with Dave Marcoulet. We had a little technical glitch there as Dowling leads at 35-12. And Dave, let's get an update on this drive that the Maroons were involved with.
Well,
Dowling had the ball at the Ankeny 48, and that's where we got cut off.
And fortunately, we only missed one play because of a timeout in the end of the third quarter. Dowling had completed a pass to Coppola over the middle picked up a few yards, so it brings up fourth and one, and the fourth quarter will start shortly.
Yeah, as we are at the change of quarters right now, let's go down to our Dowling sideline reporter. That's John Chido, and John, Coppola makes his first catch of the season there.
Yes, he did, Mark, and give you a little update on Matt Moore. It looks like a high ankle sprain.
And those are never easy to recover from, Dave. It's something like they nag you throughout the year. Dowling with the ball at the Ankeny 40, so Coppola's reception went for 5 yards. Dowling going for it on fourth and one from the Hawk 40. Quarterback is Blake Clark, pistol formation. And he's got Jason Murray in the backfield behind him. Or check that. He has John Schmidt in the backfield behind him, and he's got the fullback in there. Schmidt gets the handoff right side. He's got the first down and more. John in the secondary, and he's driven down inside the 30, down to the Hawk 27-yard line. He'll pick up 13 yards and a first down on a fourth and one play, Dave Marcoulet.
Well, it looked like the coaching staff checked off from the original play. It was a check with me call where the quarterback will look over the sideline and pick up the call from the coach. Nice call by the coaching staff. Nice first down. That was a huge first down for Dowling Catholic.
Maroons will stay in the same formation. Schmidt at tailback. And Blake Clark at quarterback. Fullback is Levi Hummel, number 48, standing to the right of quarterback Clark. Here's a handoff to Schmidt, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Spins out of it and gets a yard down to the Hawk 26-yard line. As we're underway here in the fourth quarter, Dowling leading 35-12. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Ankeny defensive tackle slanted inside that time and was able to beat his man to make the tackle.
And they'll rule no gain in the play officially, so it'll bring up 2nd and 10 Maroons from the Hawk 27. Dowling going left to right. And now here is a handoff once again, and that's John Schmidt trying to get outside the numbers. He's hit and driven down back to the 26-yard line, and he'll gain one.
And again, Lyman couldn't quite get up to turn it up to pick up the linebacker who was coming hard inside to make the tackle. Ankeny's really doing a nice job flowing to the ball, making tackles and holding Dowling to a few yards.
All right, Hummel back in. He'll play the fullback position. That's another position that's kind of went by the wayside, but in special situations, they work it out of the pistol, so Hummel in at fullback. They got a man in motion. The give is to Murray. We got penalty flags down. Had a nice little mesh going as in motion was Colin Cook from right to left, number 85 at the bottom of your screen, and now it all was blown dead, and we'll get the call here.
Well, your fullback moved a little bit early, Mark.
Well, tell Mr. Hummel not to do that anymore, Coach Marcoulier.
I think he knows it, the way he's hitting his head with his hands.
5-yard loss for the Maroons, 3rd and 10. John Chido brought it up earlier. These penalties have killed Dowling drives tonight. They've come out of a couple of them, but some of them have just halted drives. 3rd and 15 now for the Maroons at the Ankeny 32. Clark out of the shotgun. He's going to keep the football as they had everybody spread out. Three receivers left, one on the right. He ran right over center. And
Ankeny did not fall for that at all.
They did
there
not.
Was just absolutely nothing inside.
And
not a good drive by Dowling.
A 2-yard run for the Maroons up to the 30-yard line. Dowling's going to let the play clock wind down. It's 4th and 13. And the Maroons are going to go for it. They're going to bring in Sam Angoli, number 8. He's at the top of your screen. 17 seconds left in the play clock. Clark on 4th and 13. Dowling at the Ankeny 30. Here's a snap. Clark back to throw. Goes over the top. The pass is caught. First down. And that is Charlie Johnson with the catch. And he gets inside the 15. They're going to spot him down right about the 10-yard line. First down, and first time Charlie's caught the ball this year.
Well, very nice call by the Dowling coaching staff. That was basically man-on-man coverage. You had the split receiver out, and the cornerback had him, and the free safety had to pull over to take the next man in. And the receiver put a great move on him for a first down.
19-yard catch, first down Dowling, just inside the 11. So the Maroons can technically get a first down inside the 1. Hand off Jason Murray, left side, looking for a hole, and he drives down inside the 10, down to the 8 for a gain of 3.
Little bit slower getting to that hole that time. Not quite as big of hole as he would like to see. Brings up 2nd and 8. Second and goal.
He was trying to get where Charlie Nank
right.
and Mitch Goff were on the left side of the offensive line. Greg Hayden. Hagan, the first start as center for Dowling Catholic. And now the Maroons bring up a 2nd and goal. Game clock continues to run. Dowling 35, Ankeny 12. This drive started back at the 20-yard line at the earlier, and now we've got
delay a game.
Delay on Dowling, so the Maroons can't catch a break here. John Chatter, you're on the Dowling sideline, and the Maroons are trying to punch this in after starting back at their own 20.
Yeah, we have penalties that kind of we're going to stall a drive. We overcome them, then we're getting hit with penalties again, so hopefully they can clean it up here.
All right, back to action. 2nd and a goal at the 13 as the Maroons are penalized once again. Clark out quarterback, looks left, fires in the end zone, he's got a man open, and it's incomplete. He was going for Charlie Johnson again, and great defensive coverage that time by the Hawks. As back there in coverage for Ankeny was number 15, that's Kyle Johnson who knocked it away.
Charlie Johnson, 6'2", 185, good-looking wide receiver, went up and just couldn't quite come down with the ball. Not a badly thrown ball by Blake Clark.
So it brings up 3rd down and goal from the, 3rd and 13. And Dowling can get a 1st down inside the 1. Pistol formation, and Clark calling signals, handoff Murray right between the tackles. He gets
there
inside the 5.
Goes.
Touchdown! Jason Murray, like a shot out of a cannon, Dave, went right through the line of scrimmage. All the linemen had everybody accounted for. Ankeny couldn't reach out and tackle him. Got in the secondary touchdown from 13 yards out for Dowling's Jason Murray.
Again, man-on-man. It doesn't take very long for him to get by him. And Dowling defensive line and the backs got up into the hole, got to the linebackers, and made a nice alley for Jason Murray to take it in the end zone. Nice job, Dowling Catholic.
Maroons with a pair of touchdowns here in the second half. The extra point by Riley Schmidt is good. Murray on a touchdown run of 52 yards, and this one from 13 yards. And Dowling now with the lead, 42-12, with 8.5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter on the opening night of the high school football season. We'll take a one-minute break and return. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, Connor Niffinger on the return for Ankeny after the Dowling touchdown. And the Maroons lead it 42-12 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale, Dave Marculli, capping off a Dowling drive of 15 plays, 80 yards. And let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chida was at, John. They overcame penalties during that drive.
Yes, they did, Mark. And once again, behind that offensive line, pulling guard there, Rich Goff, Greg Hagan, Charlie Nank, Levi Hummel, in the two-back set, and Jason Murray found the hole and was able to get in the end zone.
Unfortunately for Dowling, the injury to Matt Moore during that drive, injuring his left leg, and as John mentioned, maybe a high ankle sprain out of that, and he'll be obviously not available tonight. But first down play for Ankeny. They fire it downfield. The pass overthrown, incomplete. Brings up second and 10 for the Hawks, their own 22-yard line, Dave.
And Ankeny has a new quarterback in, Mark, number 16, Hayes Gibson, who's just a sophomore, listed as a sophomore.
Yeah, Max Griffin, the junior who started tonight, earning some depth at quarterback, and now Gibson hands it off to Ray J. Crawford, and he's hit and driven back, got as far as about the 23 before he was driven down.
Now, Mitchell Riggs again. Just a bear hug on him, and boy, what a game Mitchell Riggs has played. If he gets better and better every game, watch out.
Updated scores, Iowa City West leading Southeast Polk 20-17 over in Pleasant Hill this evening, and Roosevelt leading Lincoln 20-6. I don't think those are finals, and now Hawks with a quick pass. It's incomplete. So he goes 0 for 2. Hayes Gibson, 6'1", sophomore, 175-pound. He is the backup quarterback to Max Griffin, who went most of the way. 7:35 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling leading 42-12, and a 4th-and-9 now for the Hawks here, Dave.
And brings up 4th-and-9 already. Punting situation. Dowling should have excellent field position.
And Waukee leading Urbandale 22-7. I'm not sure what quarter that's in. Fourth quarter, all right. Now here's a punt and a loose football and recovered by Dowling. I think that was Cook back there for the Maroons, who on punt coverage. Number 85 is Colin Cook, the junior, listed as a wide receiver. And it'll be Dowling football from their own 43-yard line as they lead it by the score of 42-12. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido has been. John's going to handle the post-game interviews this evening, along with the head coach, Tom Wilson, a few Dowling players that we will interview. And, Johnny, take it away.
Yeah, Mark, Dave, keep in mind on who you want me to get after the game.
Whoever Mr. Crandall will let you talk to. You got to go through the sports information department at Dowling. You know that.
Okay. Okay.
You get with Mr. Crandall, and he'll help you out. But, hey, having a little fun down there?
I am. You know, I have a guy sitting next to me that's been in my ear all night.
Can't imagine that.
You know, Wichita State golf graduate.
Can't imagine that. Last name in and an O?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
That is awesome.
Zach Waters is now in at quarterback for Dowling. It looks like they have their entire second unit in, Mark.
All right, the Maroons now with the 2nd-and-9 after that last play, a running play. And you mentioned Zach Waters coming in as Dowling now as Waters, the 6 foot, 180-pound junior, wearing number 4 quarterback, and the give is to the tailback, and let's see which one is this. This is number 9 in there for Dowling, and that's Quentin Wellmaker. And Quentin Wellmaker, the junior running back, runs out of bounds to the 31-yard line. We got a holding on Dowling, and it'll come back.
Again, nice speed by Quentin. I'll be honest, I'm not real familiar with this young man, Mark. He's a junior this year, 5'10", 160 pound, doing a nice job just sprinting to the outside around end and picking up a nice game, but it's all coming back because of holding.
I could tell you there's a guy on our sideline down there that knows all about this guy, but he didn't know his first name. We called him Q for about a year, and that's our man John Chida who coached him.
Yeah, he's going to be a nice player here at Dowling High School.
Yeah, Quentin came from Des Moines South Side, Quentin Wellmaker, and he's in there now as they work out of the pistol with quarterback Waters in there for Dowling and run the option play and just keeps it. Nice little read option by Zach Waters, and Zach's driven down close to the 40-yard line.
I'll try and get some of these linemen and other players in as time permits.
I know you will.
Adam Krall is in there, I believe, at right tackle.
Adam Topping at center, I believe.
Riley
51.
Fitzpatrick at right guard.
Connor Jackman will split out wide left, number 7, top of your screen. And here's a snap. Waters will keep the football. Zach Prey in there now, number 14. And Prey keeps the football and runs it down to the third, up to the 41-yard line. Under 6 minutes remaining, Dowling 42, Ankeny 12. The Maroons have been in control of this ball game from basically the get-go. The closest it got was 7-6 when Ankeny scored after Dowling scored in their offensive drive, first offensive series. Ankeny comes back, does the same, misses the extra point, and it's been all Dowling since. Ankeny had a touchdown to start the second half by Griffin from 20 yards out, and it's been all Dowling in between. Now it's 4th and 11 for the Maroons, and Dowling punter will make an appearance. Here's a snap.
Oh, straight up.
Punting
Mark.
Away is no
straight
block.
Straight up. Wow.
And it goes out of bounds right about the 40-yard line. So with 5:19 remaining in the fourth quarter, Dowling leading 42-12. Reminder, on our post-game show, we'll have interviews from a couple of Dowling players. Dave, I guess you and I are going to make that decision, and we'll let John know who to corral and talk to. Tom Wilson will join us, Dowling football head coach, and got a couple players you got in mind. Maybe one offense, one defense.
Well, but, you know who I'm going to pick on defense. Mitch
Riggs.
Goff. Or
Riggs,
yes.
Mitchell Riggs.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, 5:19 remaining, and now the Ankeny offense on the field in this change of possession as Dowling gets a player in there. And that's Nate Collins playing the nose tackle, number 52, which just got on your screen if you're watching on TV. So the Hawks have it, 1st and 10 from their own 40. And quarterback for Ankeny is number 16, Hayes Gibson. And he got to play that last series. Runs the read option, gives it to his tailback. And he gets it up near midfield. Nice run that time for Gavin Smith.
Ashton Brown, I believe, in on the tackle that time, Mark.
Ankeny with a 2nd and a short 1 at their own 49. Both teams getting players in. Gibson at quarterback for Ankeny. Hayes Gibson out of the shotgun. 2 receivers left. And the give is to Davis, or rather Gavin Smith. And Gavin gets the first down at the Dowling 46.
Nice tackle that time by Malik McGregor. He's a senior, 5'8", 180 pounds.
How about this score, fellas? Ankeny Centennial leading Johnston 8-6.
Wow.
How about that score? You think it'd be a high-scoring game? It's a low-scoring game. Of course, Ankeny Centennial on the Dowling schedule later on this season.
And they are loaded this year, Mark.
Yes, they are. But Johnston's giving them everything they want tonight. And that game is at Ankeny. We got a procedure call against Ankeny, or against Ankeny, and that'll back them up. Quite a few games going on in the opening night of high school football, and
That Iowa City West Southeast Polk game was a close game also early on.
Certainly was. Now here's a snap. Gets him back to throw. Has time. Now looks to his left. Sets up in the pocket. Fires the ball downfield. The pass is caught. Nice catch by Kine Valentine.
Yeah, way too much time to throw the ball that time. Ashton Brown on the coverage. He came up and made the tackle, but Dowling's got to get a pass rush on the Ankeny quarterback and force him to throw quicker.
Valentine on a 16-yard reception. Second and two for Ankeny at the Dowling 38. And now Gibson will keep the football, runs the read option, tries to get outside the defensive end of Dowling. That's number 33, Malik McGregor, and he picks up the first down. He slides down inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line.
And McGregor made a nice tackle on that, but not until the ball carrier had already picked up the first down with 3:25 left to go in the game.
All right, here's Gibson, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield. And the Maroons pick up a sack. Pick number 93, Zach Stacy, with the sack in the backfield.
6'2", 295. And this young man's going to get better and see more playing time as the year develops, too.
Well, next week, Dowling on the road at Urbandale. That'll be their first road trip of the year. Again, all Dowling games start at 7 o'clock. We'll go on the air at 6:30 with our pregame. And on the Central Iowa Sports Network, they will be home here at Valley Stadium for the Valley home opener. They take on Waukee next Friday night. That should be a great matchup. And for Ankeny, they'll take on their arch rival, Ankeny Centennial, next Friday night at Ankeny Stadium. Here's a little quick pass over the middle. It's caught by Kine Valentine, and he gets inside the 30, down to the Maroon 27, a gain of 6.
Third and 5, the ball
at the 28.
So it'll be third nice down. Nice quick pass on a slant by Ankeny.
Centennial leading 8-6 over Johnson. Under 3 minutes left in that contest. So
wow.
Appreciate those updates from a few of our listeners out there. I think they're trustworthy, Dave. I think I can trust those scores, but we'll find out. Third and 5 for the Hawks. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. And Gibson, the handoff. And he gives it to Smith. And Smith slides down to the 26-yard line.
McGregor again making the tackle. McGregor coming in the late in the game, picking up his fourth or fifth tackle already, Mark.
Yeah, he has, and he's been on the two deep throughout the practices. Malik McGregor, outside Mike linebacker. You know he's been playing behind Mitch Riggs. All right, here's Gavin Smith. Carry down inside the 20-yard line. He's got the first down for the Hawks. Thinking he hasn't quit yet, and Smith with the carry.
I believe that was Jack Leal on the tackle. It was hard to see.
Yeah, they called Bordenero. They said Bordenero made the stop.
Did they? I'm looking through this glass that's doubled up, and it's tinted. And
back to throws. Gibson fires the ball downfield. Caught at the 10-yard line. Ankeny with a minute 20 remaining trying to get in the end zone. And a nice catch that time by the Hawks.
Yeah, they definitely have their hurry-up offense in here with 1 minute left in the fourth quarter.
Now they want to get a score. There's Gibson back to throw, lobs it to the end zone, got a man open, and it's caught and dropped. Had the touchdown, did Kine Valentine, but he dropped the ball. He had his man beat, and it was just a nice throw that time by Gibson.
Yeah, he beat Quentin Wellmaker that time. And should have caught the ball for a touchdown.
But there's only one person that doesn't know what his first name is. It's called Q.
Q?
Q. Mr. Chido can explain that. We turn his mic on here in a moment. And now penalty flags down procedure on Ankeny on a third and one with 56 seconds remaining. Well, we'll go down to him now since we got a penalty here. You only called him Q, huh? But his name's Quentin. How about that, John?
Mark, you knew his first name before I did.
Quentin Wellmaker, and he's played on both sides of the ball. We saw him at cornerback here in this drive, John, and he was on the playing tailback on that last series for the Dowling offense.
Yeah, he's a versatile player, playing two-way player. Play a little running back and cornerback for the Maroons.
All right. Third and 6 as Ankeny's penalized 5 yards, and now Gibson fumbles the football and lands on it at the 20-yard line. So
yeah,
40 seconds, and the game clock continues to run here, Dave, with Dowling leading 42-12.
Yeah, he made a mistake there. Not only did he fumble the snap, but he he knelt down to pick it up instead of just picking it up.
I want to thank Lichtig Family Dentistry, along with Skeffington's Formal Wear, Bozen the Florist, Tamia and Sons, and Borden Narrows, along with Northwest Bank. Here's a pass in the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown, Ankeny, and that is Kine Valentine from 21 yards out. And Ankeny getting on the board again. It's 42-18, Dowling. And that was Q that was on coverage for Dowling Catholic. Is that how you want me to put it, Dave?
12.
Ankeny scoring with 16 seconds remaining. Nice job leading this drive by Hayes Gibson, who threw for the touchdown pass. You know, his dad was an outstanding player for Ankeny, Iowa State, and the Detroit Lions, Dennis Gibson.
Oh, yes.
Hawks going for two. Gibson with it. Rolls to his right. And trying to stay in bounds. He's hit and dropped the two-yard line. So the two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains Dowling 42. Ankeny 18 will take a one-minute break after the Ankeny touchdown and return with 16 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Broadcasting across Central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And here's a kickoff by Ankeny, and high end over end. It's filled at the goal line, and it's deep in the end zone, which means there'll be no run back for Connor Jackman for the Maroons. And 16 seconds remaining. Dowling leading 42-18. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier. Opening night of the high school football season. Not bad weather. Maybe a jacket if you're outdoors. Sweating the oldies up here in press box. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido's been throughout the night. And John, we gave you a few names maybe to consider for the interview, along with head coach Tom Wilson. But the Maroons going to come out on top tonight with the win in their first game.
Yeah, performance from Dowling, considering the penalties and stuff. But you look back on two of the three touchdowns were started with penalties. So Dowling defense played well tonight in the offensive line for Dowling, and the running of Jason Murray, even Blake Clark. I mean, it was a nice first game.
It certainly was, and that'll do it. Dowling takes a knee, and that'll do it. Dowling with the win, 42-18 over Ankeny. So the Maroons go 1-0 on the season. Ankeny falls to 0-1. The Hawks have their big rival game next Friday night. They'll take on Centennial at Ankeny Stadium. I believe Ankeny will be the road team wearing white, and Dowling will move on the road. They'll be putting on their white uniforms, Dave. Dowling traveling to Urbandale. But Maroons enjoy a 42-18 win tonight. Dowling increased its halftime lead from 28-6. And Jason Murray, a couple touchdown runs in the second half of 52 and 13 yards to seal the deal.
Well, overall, I think the Dowling coaches would be pretty pleased. There were penalties they are not going to be happy with. But you look at the defense and defensively, Mark, a couple breakdowns, but overall the defense played very well tonight, holding a real good Ankeny offense down under 20 points. And offensively, boy, there were a lot of new players in there, a lot of young players, and Blake Clark, first time at quarterback. I was very impressed with Blake, very impressed with Jason Murray. And those other running backs, Josh Smith. So I think the Dowling Maroons are really look pretty good, doggone good for their first game.
And Dowling wins it 42-18 over Ankeny, our final score here at Valley Stadium. Let's take a look at the offensive numbers as we appreciate the coaching staff doing that. Ankeny with 288 yards of total offense. And Dowling with 527 yards of total offense. Mark that one down, Dave. 527 yards on the opening night, 288 for Ankeny. The Maroons had 152 yards in the air, and Ankeny with 155 yards in the air. For Dowling on the ground, 375 yards tonight on the ground. For Ankeny, 133 yards rushing. And penalties, the Maroons were penalized 7 times for 60 yards. That would be something that would be a concern for Coach Wilson. The penalties, Ankeny penalized twice for 10 yards. And individually, Blake Clark was 10 out of 14 passing for 152 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Jason Murray carried the ball 17 times for 190 yards and 4 touchdowns. How about that for the opening night for that young junior? Blake Clark, 13 carries, 170 yards and a touchdown. And Matt Moore, before he was injured, 5 carries for 44 yards. For Ankeny, their quarterback Griffin went 4 out of 10 passing for 105 yards. And Griffin carried for 56 yards. He was a leading ball carrier for the Maroons. So that's it. Dowling with 527 yards of total offense and Ankeny with 288. We'll take a timeout and go to our postgame show. Following these messages, the final score, Dowling 42, Ankeny 18, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful...
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Final score, Dowling 42, Ankeny 18 on the opening night of the high school football season. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier joining you. And now we're going to go down to the Dowling sideline. And John Chido has got one of the Dowling football players with him. I believe it's Mitch Goff. And as soon as you get Mitch's attention, there you go. John, take it away with the Dowling offensive left guard, Mitch Goff.
Well, I'm sitting here with, standing here with Mitch Goff, left guard. Left guard for Dowling Catholic. First game of your senior season. How do you think it went?
I think we played well. We lost the key player in the game, but I mean early on we just established the run. I mean that's all we game plan for really is just establish the run. Got some nice passes in there.
It seems like Jason did a good job of following you guys, and it was right up the middle. Like, what type of play was that? And it seems like it was following you and Greg Hagen, and you leading the way a lot of time, Levi Hummel.
Yeah, that was like a power scheme. I was pulling around, leading up for Jason. I think he had 4 touchdowns, which is pretty good to get him some tutties.
Well, great job out of you, Mitch, and good luck the rest of the way. Thank you.
We've got John Chido down the Dowling sideline, and that was Mitch Goff that he interviewed. Dowling winning 42-18. We're going to send it right back to John, and I think he's got one of the defensive players, and I believe that is Mr. Riggs, who Dave Marcouli, my partner, called his name a lot tonight. John, take it away with Mitch Riggs, the Dowling linebacker.
Well, Mitch, you had a great game tonight, and accolades were given to you a lot by Coach Marcouli and Mark up in the booth. It seemed like they called your name all the time on that defense side of the ball. How did you feel you played tonight?
I think as a team, we played pretty well defensively. We still made some mistakes, but it was the first game, and it's early, so that's obviously going to happen. But overall, I think it was pretty good for the first game.
Well, it seemed like that after that first drive that Ankeny had, and it was a face mask penalty and kind of led to that drive, it seemed like you guys settled down quite a bit after that and made some nice adjustments.
Yeah, I agree. Like, we probably would have gotten out the field if it weren't for that face mask, but, you know, it happened, and then so you just got to move on from it, and they scored, and, you know, don't hold your head down next play and forget about what happened before.
And you got a new role this year because there's a lot of guys that have graduated and moved on, and a lot of new faces we saw in the starting lineup. And tell us a little bit about your role this year, how it's changed from last year.
Well, I have to play a little bit of two ways this year. I have to play a little bit of tight end if they need two tight ends in the game, which just kind of happened this week because of injuries and things like that. And then I've also switched to Mike linebacker, which isn't too big of a change, but still, you know.
Came away with a nice defensive play there. I thought you had that interception there close to that sideline.
Oh, yeah. I thought I had it too, but I saw it coming all the way and then just got there and I just dropped it.
Well, you made a great break on the ball. That was a nice play.
Yeah,
well, great job tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, John Chido with Mitch Riggs, Dowling linebacker. You called his number a lot, Dave, and they called you on it, and rightly so. He had a tremendous game. I know John is going to catch up with head coach Tom Wilson here in a moment.
Yeah, we don't have his final stats, but it seems like we were calling his name just all night and a lot of solo tackles, which means he was doing a great job reading what was happening out there and getting the job done.
Well, Johnson has just scored, and they lead Ankeny.
Oh, my.
Ankeny Centennial 13-9, or actually 13-8 in the latter minutes of the fourth quarter. So what a game they have going on up at Ankeny Stadium with Centennial, the number 2 ranked team in the state, losing to Johnston right now, and it was a low scoring game, Dave.
What an upset that would be. If I understand, Ankeny Centennial is number 1 by a Cedar Rapids newspaper.
All right, final score here: Dowling 42, Ankeny 18, and let's go down the field and John Chido has head football coach Tom Wilson, and John, taken away on the coach's victorious win.
Mark, I'm standing here with Coach Wilson. First game under the belt. How do you guys think you performed tonight?
You know, I thought we did some really good things. Our kids came out with a purpose, which was fun to see. And you know, there's only one senior on that offensive line with Goff, and you know, obviously with Ross going down. And I thought they played pretty well. I mean, there were some times where it didn't look as great. But for the first ball game, I thought they did a great job. I thought our backs were good. Sammy and goalie making some plays. And for his first varsity start, I thought Blake Clark was outstanding. And, you know, defensively, I thought we were very solid. Elias Bell and those guys are gone. You know, you have to plug some new holes in there. And it takes 11 guys. It's not just John Wagner. And so that's going to take some time. And we're going to have our warts here and there, but you just keep plugging away and try to get better towards the end of the year.
Well, you guys had a nice performance. And that's probably a lot of questions you get leading up to this season is what type of team you're going to have? How are you going to fill all these shoes? And it seemed like a lot of these guys, a lot of new faces, they stepped in and did a nice job tonight.
They did. I was really proud of where they were locked in, and I think you can give a lot of credit to the seniors because it's their team, and obviously they try to bring the younger guys along. But no, I was really proud of their effort and thought they did a great job, and hopefully, you know, a lot of times from week one to week two, you see a tremendous amount of improvement, and that this can't be any different. So we're going to have to go back to work, and we'll see a lot of things on film that, you know, we don't know about tonight, and we know that we can correct. So that's just all part of the process.
Yeah, it seemed like you had some nice defensive stands, and you had a couple penalties that led to two of the three of their scores. But it seemed like you guys buckled down and had some nice drives of your own.
Well, we did. I've been at this a long time, and I can tell you I don't know what pass interference is, but I mean it just seems to happen all the time. And our kids are aggressive and they play tough. And you know, honestly, Marcus got one and he did exactly what we teach him to do. So obviously we're teaching him wrong. So that part's frustrating. But you know, I think Ankeny's going to win some ball games, and they do a lot of things to offensively that can create some confusion. So I think they've got some weapons there.
Yeah, they sure do. Their offensive line was pretty stout, pretty big guys up front. Their left tackle, left guard, kind of moved them around where they're going to run a little bit. And it seemed like Wagner had a great game, had some nice catches as well.
Oh, he did, and you know he's not going to be a primary catcher all the time, but it just happened to work out. And you know you're right. They've got some offensive lineman. Jackson is a college prospect, and I don't know what level that's going to be, but I think he's a pretty good player, so I'm sure that they've got some things that they have to work on, but just proud of our kids, and we got to get ready for Urbandale from here.
Well, good luck to you next week, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, John Chida with head coach Tom Wilson here on our postgame show following Dowling's win over Ankeny by the score of 42-18. We got some other scores to pass along. At last report, Valley was leading Bettendorf 24-13, that game being played in the Quad Cities tonight. Johnson has came from behind, and they now lead Ankeny Centennial 13-8 in the final seconds of the fourth quarter. We hope you get an update there. Waukee was leading Urbandale late in the fourth quarter, 29-7. Dowling plays at Urbandale next Friday night. And Iowa City West leading Southeast Polk 20-17, a battle of top 10 teams. So how much excitement, Dave, all these scores, low scoring, high scoring, week one of the high school football season?
It's amazing how many top 10 schools are playing one another, and most of them here in Des Moines, with the exception of Valley and Bettendorf, right here in Des Moines on the first week of the season, Mark. That's unusual, but big-time games, first week right off the bat.
And it is a final, as Johnson upsets Ankeny Centennial 13-8, the final in Ankeny tonight.
And so, that is a huge upset.
It certainly is, and these are non-district games, so it's kind of a barometer of what we're going to see. And when Dowling hooks up with Centennial later on in district play, that'll be for all the marbles, I'm sure, that night. Again, the final, Dowling with the win over the Ankeny Hawks here at Valley Stadium by the score of 42-18. We'll take a break and come back for final thoughts from Valley Stadium, as tonight's game has been simulcast on iowacatholicradio.com and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, TamiyaAndSons.net.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
We can make it better. Join High South, an up-and-coming band from Nashville, for a free benefit concert at Jasper Winery on August 31st to raise money for the Children of Mary's Meals. Enjoy cold drinks, Guru BBQ, and Gusto Pizza from 6 to 9 p.m. Through the efforts of Mary's Meals, over 1.2 million children are eating daily school meals in 14 of the world's poorest countries. Feed one child for an entire year for only $19.50. Any monetary donation is welcome. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to marysmealsusa.org.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli. We wrap up Dowling's first win of the season, 42-18 over the Ankeny Hawks. And Dave, what a performance by the Maroons. Ground game, 527 yards rushing by the Maroons, giving up 288 total yards for Ankeny, 27 for Dowling, excuse me. Maroons had 375 yards on the ground. And as John Chido did, he interviewed one of the offensive linemen. I think that whole offensive line could have been interviewed for the holes that Jason Murray, Matt Moore, and company went through tonight, including quarterback Blake Clark.
You know, absolutely. And it doesn't take a whole lot for when you have a running back like Jason Murray with the speed that he has. He had 190 yards and 17 carries for four touchdowns his first game of the season. And you ask an offensive lineman if they'd rather have a power back or a quick running back, and they're going to take a quick running back every time because it's a quick block and move on to the next plateau.
Well, we're going to see more of that throughout the year with the three-headed monster at running back. Unfortunately, Matt Moore was injured tonight, high ankle sprain. We don't know what the prognosis will be, but normally they'll have to sit out a while for that, so the Maroons will have to find another way to do it, and they go on the road to Urbandale next Friday night. Dave, anything else you take away from this? How about the defense? They gave up a touchdown drive to start the game for Ankeny's first series, and they gave up a touchdown to start the second half. Otherwise, the Dowling defense locked in, holding Ankeny to two touchdowns, then a late touchdown with some of the reserves playing.
Well, that Ankeny offense is deceptive. You really have to be disciplined, and it's difficult to see who has the ball. Even watching their freshman play last night, many times I didn't know who had the ball because you really have to watch carefully, and that's what the defense has to do. They have to play assignment football and not just react necessarily. And once they settled down and understood that, which was the very second series of the game, they really did a nice job.
Well, next week we go to Urbandale, and Dowling and Urbandale was been always an exciting game the last several years, and a high-scoring game, a lot of offense it seems like, and maybe similar to what we saw tonight with the styles that the Ankeny offense brought, we might see a little bit out of that Urbandale offense.
You know, and I know Urbandale wants a little revenge on Dowling. They always get up for this Dowling game, and I happen to live in Urbandale, so I read a lot about the Urbandale football team, and they're looking forward to this game next week.
All right, Dave. Well, it's good seeing you. 17 years on the air. You had less makeup than I did tonight to get on the TV side.
Huh? Yeah. My daughters took care of that before I left.
I wondered about that. Yeah. Folks, take a good look at it if you're watching through the webcast. They want to thank Pete Tarpey and the Central Iowa Sports Network. They do all the Dowling home games webcast. We provide the audio on iowacatholicradio.com. So we all kind of work together, and it's been a lot of fun. Next week it'll be radio only as Dowling is on the road at Urbandale, and the Valley Tigers will be on the Central Iowa Sports Network as they have their home opener next Friday night. And Dave, until then, we'll see you next Friday, and will you ride your motorcycle to the game because it's close?
Probably.
Yeah, if it's not raining.
Yep, all right. Probably.
All right, we want to thank everyone that's been involved with the broadcast tonight, both on the Central Iowa Sports Network and Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks to Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and Dr. Dan was our halftime guest. We thank him for doing that. Our thanks also to Tom Wilson, the athletic director at Dowling Catholic, and Mary Pick, Michael Connor, and a host of others in the Dowling Athletic Office. Our studio producer tonight is Jeb Eishite, along with David Beltram. We want to thank them, along with Deacon Tony Valdez, for keeping us on the air here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And also thanks to Brett Butcher, the athletic director at Ankeny, along with head coach Rick Nelson and the Ankeny Hawks. Best of luck to them. Once again, the final score for the final time tonight, Dowling defeats Ankeny 42-18 on the opening night of high school football. For my broadcast partners, Dave Marcoulier and John Chido, this is Mark Amadale wishing everyone a safe and blessed weekend.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Gentle Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Join us next time, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.